Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the biggest online nursery in the U.S. with more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers in the U.S.? They have everything you could possibly want, like fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, and so much more. Whatever you're interested in, they have it for you. Find the perfect fit for your climate and space. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer free plant consultation forever. This spring, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code POOL at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code POOL at checkout. Fastgrowingtrees.com, code POOL. Offer is valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply. The hacker known as 4chan has apparently cracked Hunter Biden's iCloud account and is leaking a bunch of incriminating photos, stories, texts, and boy, this one's a doozy. Now, I know everybody's excited about these images of Hunter Biden. No one's really excited about them. I'm kidding. But excited about the political implications of them. What I'm really concerned about is what we're going to get in terms of inner family trauma. The name that Hunter Biden allegedly uses for his own father, referring to him as a child abuser, is very strange. And whether or not we're going to be able to verify this information is true and correct. Now, the interesting thing is a report from the Washington Examiner is lending some credibility to the leak, saying that some of this information is corroborated in a previous data breach from Hunter's iPhone. So it could just be that someone new has gotten access to the iPhone backup. But what they're saying is it's the actual iCloud, which is current information from Hunter Biden. Apparently the Secret Service is aware of this. Things are getting absolutely crazy. So we got to talk about it because we also got to make sure we're careful. Some of this stuff coming out could very well be fake. We got to break it down, talk about it. So we will. We also have another story just about Hunter. Apparently he's potentially on the hook for trafficking ladies of the night across state lines. We try to keep things family friendly here. This is insane. Joe Biden's approval ratings in the gutter. And then I'm really excited for this next story. New York City, you know I am. New York City put out a PSA on how to survive a nuclear strike. So, okay, why? Sure, I guess the Cold War is back. We will be talking about all that, but don't forget to head over also to timcast.com. Become a member. We've got major announcements coming up soon. We've got a couple new shows. We're launching Tales from the Inverted World. We have expanded the production. It was like a 10-minute free YouTube show. Now it's going to be a 40-minute to an hour-long exclusive show on our upcoming streaming service. Apps are coming soon. With your support, we are going to, I'd say in a few years, be bigger than Disney and Netflix and all that stuff. We have big dreams here. You'll also be supporting our journalists, and you'll get access to our after-hours show where you know, we've got Dave Landau here, and he's really funny, but he's restrained by the YouTube censorship. But I'm really excited for the after show because then he won't be.
Ahoy, yes.
Ahoy.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
really true.
Good.
I'm going to try to talk about Hunter Biden in a classy fashion.
Good luck.
Yes.
So sign up at timcast.com, smash that like button, subscribe to this channel, share the show with your friends. And of course, as I already mentioned, we got Dave here. He's hanging out. How's it going, man?
Good, man. How about you?
I'm doing really well. This is great.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
For those, apparently everybody knows who you are, but for those that don't know you, do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm on Loud with Crowder, which is a television radio thing. I like to sell myself well. It's every day, I guess, Monday through Thursday. We're not on right now, so I guess it's not on every day. So I was wrong in what I just said. You can check me out at DaveLanda.com. This weekend I'll be at the Columbus Funny Bone. I'm a stand-up comic, and yeah, that's about it.
Right on. We also brought in Jamie Kilstein because we needed to make this episode as funny as possible.
Yeah, I'm another comedian. You can tell that Dave and I are good comedians because we hate ourselves and are not good at promoting ourselves. I will be at the slightly less nice Dayton Funny Bone, I believe, in August.
I'm there in August as well.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm going to be performing stand-up comedy in Houston, Dayton, Austin, and Los Angeles. All the info will appear if you follow me on social media.
I didn't stutter.
You did. At twitter.com/Jamie Kilstein, or you can follow me on Instagram at the Jamie Kilstein. And I'm also now officially the head writer and director of Cast Castle on YouTube. Ooh. All the weird stories. I've so far been slapped by an employee. Tulsi Gabbard beat me in arm wrestling. I accidentally went on a date with James O'Keefe. We're turning the vlog into essentially a show about a comedy show about the culture war. So if you aren't already subscribed, you can go to youtube.com/castcastle.
We have big dreams, and maybe it's arrogant to say, but we're thinking like an Office 30 Rock style vibe, but on culture war issues. Yes. Would be really funny. So we're going to try. We're going to make it work. And I think we're doing so far so good. So
I like it.
Yeah,
we got Ian.
Not officially a comedian, unfortunately. Here to tickle your funny bone, nonetheless.
That's why you're happy.
Yeah, you love life. Love every moment of everything.
Yeah, yuck. Get out of here.
Isn't that the worst people? I just love every second of every
sure
day.
Be sure to stretch. Fix your posture.
Oh, no.
They always die young.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Everyone is a gift.
I'm going to pass this one off to Lydia. Lydia
Lederman. This is going to be great. I can tell already. I like the competition between our two comedians here. It's going to be a hilarious evening. Thank you all for joining. Ahoy, I'm told I'm supposed to say. So let's get this show on the road.
We have the story from the Washington Examiner.
Oh, my gosh.
It is not a funny story. Well, actually, maybe it is kind of funny. 4chan users claim to have cracked Hunter Biden's iPhone account. And also, we have another story that's in a similar vein. Secret Service is aware of alleged Hunter Biden iCloud hack. So it's his iCloud and it's his iPhone.
Woo!
Oh, man, this is getting crazy.
Also, do they use the word cracked as a mean play on words?
Perhaps.
Or leaving his laptop at 15 different places.
Right?
They could have said hacked.
They could have said hacked into. They said cracked.
They sure did.
Yep.
Okay, so one of the videos, it shows, to start, Hunter Biden's face from the front-facing camera.
Oh, my gosh.
And then all of a sudden, it flips to his feet. Like, he pressed record with the front-facing camera and then pressed the button. And then it shows crack on a scale.
Wow. Yeah.
No, I got to say this. It could be edited. I don't know.
Sure.
Someone could easily take a video of him doing a selfie thing and then make a fake. But I kind of believe it because Hunter Biden is a crackhead.
It's his voice. Yeah.
Also, I know everyone's talking about the crack thing, but if WikiFeet hasn't jumped on the Hunter Biden page, get on it.
There's so many pictures of him naked.
Yeah. He's also a guy who never got sober, in my opinion. They just made him look like it so he could do the Today Show.
Yeah.
Like, they just grabbed him one day, fixed his teeth, and he was like, yeah, I did a lot of Parmesan cheese off the carpet. It's like, no, yikes. You didn't. Because crack is crack, and Parmesan cheese is Parmesan cheese. You're just making up a sobriety story.
They did a sobriety weekend at Bernie's for essentially.
Yeah. Did you see the crack though? Like, that's what the taxpayers are paying for. It's high quality.
It looked real.
Oh, yeah. It's like the only fentanyl-free crack in the United States right now is at his house.
And you can hear them arguing about the weight of it in the background of the video. Sounds like Hunter's voice.
The girl's going, it's 20.7. He's like, it's 20.6.
Okay.
Like, you can tell he's getting mad. I'm like, you're going by points, man?
Wow.
And he's slightly disappointed that
not only is a crackhead, but he's very frugal, yeah. Responsible. Frugal,
yes,
yeah. Trying to get a good deal.
When it comes to crack, that is, people are very, very on point with the numbers.
Well, I mean, if movies tell us anything, you know, hey, this isn't way, you know, the right amount or whatever. So look, let me pull this up. The Examiner actually says many of the materials posted by 4chan users match the contents the Washington Examiner previously found on a password-protected iPhone XS backup located in a copy of Hunter Biden's abandoned laptop. Konstantinos Gus Dimitrolos, I'm not going to read everything they say, but he's a cybersecurity expert, basically says definitively, this is real, this iPhone backup. He said, I conclude the same results of my analysis of the MacBook, that it's real, blah, blah, blah. It was his iPhone. Not like it's one expert opinion, but we're getting there.
Yeah.
I say take it with a grain of salt because I wouldn't be surprised if somebody makes some fake screenshot of text messages, gets everybody to go nuts, then the media will come out and be like, proven false definitively, and then try and use it to discredit.
To ignore everything else, yeah. And I just want to say, too, that I think when we're laughing at Hunter Biden, addiction sucks and is horrible. And I've dealt with addiction and I've dealt with it in my family and it's really sad and depressing. But I think that when we see elites like this getting away with things that your average person would be completely shut down for, arrested for, that's where it gets frustrating.
We got a fact check already. It was meth, not crack.
Really? Oh, it was a meth on the scale.
Well, now he's partying. That's cool. I feel stupid.
Now I feel stupid.
I feel stupid though because when I looked at it, I thought it was meth and not crack.
Yeah.
But I'm not an expert on these things.
See, that's how I'm a recovering drug addict in Elkie, but I never did meth. That was the only one that I never did. And crack, I was surprised with.
Have you taken MDMA?
Well, yeah.
It's technically a type of meth.
Yeah.
But, is it? Oh,
it's well, methyl speed. Yeah.
Then I have done meth. That's
yeah.
cool.
Yeah, but it's not like, the crystal, which right. is mixed it's like, with black tar heroin.
Okay. It's the fun meth.
I've done the, no, I've not no, done the, no, I should no. be specific. I've not done the trailer park meth.
Yeah.
I've done yeah. the AIDS patient meth.
Breaking Bad.
I've heard rough stuff about crystal. I know
kids
people
listening out there.
That.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You don't want to be like Hunter Biden.
No,
no, no. Nobody wants to be like Hunter Biden.
I saw a video of Joe Biden and it looked like he was in front of Congress. Like, I made the law that if you get caught with this much, you're going to jail for 5 years, and a judge can't even say no.
Oh, his sister was juxtapositioned with just
his
Hunter doing all of it.
I just want to say to all the younger people who may be listening,
because
this show is not for kids, but maybe your parents, you need to understand, you don't do drugs.
No.
Because then all the other kids will mock you and call you Hunter Biden.
They will.
And that's like the worst possible thing you can do.
It's bad.
Yeah.
It's real bad.
You could be so popular.
But you do have to discern what the word drug means, because aspirin is a drug. Black tar heroin is a drug.
That's right.
And they do different things.
Don't do black tar heroin.
Don't do black tar
aspirin,
heroin.
Ask your parents.
Yes.
There's no black tar heroin with the word kids written under it.
Yeah, no.
It looks like a Flintstone vitamin.
Did you see? Wait, hold on. There was a libertarian convention.
Oh my gosh.
Stop it. You know this one, right?
No, I'm just laughing at
it's
the setup.
True.
It's true.
It really
where,
happens.
Was it Austin Peterson who said don't sell heroin to kids and they booed him?
To 5-year-olds.
It's like, can we at least agree there's a line there? No.
No.
Okay. All right, then.
Did you say at the beginning that the Secret Service put out a statement saying that his...
We have that. Let me get to
iCloud
is hacked. So these are two different stories, but they overlap. So Secret Service says it's aware of alleged Hunter Biden iCloud hack.
Okay.
Quote, at this time, we are not in a position to make public comments on potential investigative actions. Okay, so 4chan says they cracked the phone. Now we have the iCloud. The difference is... The iPhone backup was apparently on the laptop.
Ah.
So, you know when you plug your iPhone in, it's like back it up, it's on your computer, and then someone finds it, and they got to get the code for it.
You do now.
Yeah. With the iCloud, apparently it's his current iCloud, meaning stuff he was sending a week ago or whatever.
Yeah.
Wow. The crazy thing is, now this stuff needs to be verified, but if it's true, and the iCloud stuff we got to get verification on, he calls his dad.
Mm.
He calls his dad... A person who abuses children. I'll keep it family friendly. His nickname in his phone is,
Now look, we've all said mean things to our dad in our worst phases, right?
This one's a little.
I've never insinuated that either of my parents were like child abusers before.
Yeah.
That's a big kind of weird.
There's also alleged search history for
underage.
Underage is an understatement. Like,
yes.
as underage could probably get.
Really?
Prepubescent.
Do you think?
That's why I'm saying we gotta verify this.
You can't just say, but maybe he saw all the videos that we've saw for the last 4 years of him sniffing kids.
Hmm.
He's like, this
Hunter,
is what I've done.
Oh, I see.
I'm glad I documented this.
Is this
what people saw?
That's Joe.
You're cruising down the highway, windows rolled down, tunes blasting from the radio. You're in the zone and living the dream. Suddenly, your car sputters, coughs, and throws a wrench in your whole day. Tow trucks, repair bills, the dream turns into a nightmare. Don't wait until car trouble steals your peace of mind. Visit CarShield now at carshield.com/Carlson. For nearly 20 years, CarShield has helped millions of drivers avoid the stress of major repairs. They offer plans covering up to 5,000 parts and systems, from your engine and transmission to electronics and more, all for a low monthly rate that fits your budget. CarShield plans also include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, and rental options. Get peace of mind now. Visit CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Join millions of customers and contact CarShield now to save 20%. Visit carshield.com/Carlson. That's carshield.com/Carlson. Visit now.
You ever see there's a Family Guy joke where there's a murderer in prison?
Yeah.
And then he's like, I wonder what this feels like. And he stabs himself and he goes, whoa, is that what I'm doing to people?
Yeah.
I deserve to be here. That's what it's like. Like, Joe Biden has never actually watched the video of him sniffing these children.
Yeah.
Reiterate what you said. Addiction is horrific.
Yes.
But that the media has been, a lot of the media has been like silent on this and hasn't even like postulated maybe Hunter Biden has a problem is what I'm laughing about. It's insane. It's complete insanity.
Yeah. And it's like the fact that he can totally get away with it and we've just been locking up black people indiscriminately for like crack since like the 80s.
We don't have to have a problem with everything. But my point is, no, I'm with you. Like I'm a recovering addict, so we make fun of it in let's say these meetings I go to or speeches that I do, I make fun of myself. You do make fun of it. It's not necessarily fun to just punch at somebody's addiction.
Right.
But we are paying for this addiction. I mean, there's a lot that goes into it. And the media, like you said, has been hiding it this entire time. I think we're allowed to make fun of it when we've been funding it. And look at what they've been doing to the other side's kids. I mean, they've been calling Trump's kid a cokehead for what, five, six years now?
Yeah. I don't like making fun of people suffering from addiction.
I don't either.
I've had more than one friend die from a heroin overdose. What I'm making fun of is the fact the president's son is protected by the media, propped up, unwell. His father is funding a lot of the stuff, but more importantly, so some of the allegations here, we've seen reports. Okay, so this is confirmed from the laptop that Hunter shares a phone number with his dad.
Weird.
Now, in these leaks, there is a text message from Hunter to his dad of him engaging in, let's just call it, adult activities. And again, alleged, because we don't know this stuff is true or not.
My dad didn't even teach me how to shave. I'm almost jealous.
So weird, right?
But we do know from the laptop. So the photo of Hunter getting it on to his dad might not be real, the text.
Yeah.
But we do know there's a text from him to his dad of Pornhub. That was from the laptop,
and that was
reported by a couple different outlets. So why would you send your dad that information?
Bonding.
So look, I don't...
Bonding.
Joe's
dad, I found a great video. Real quick, though. So my concern here is, look, I don't want to make fun of the guy for being sick.
No.
What I want to call out is Hunter may be doing business as his dad with his dad's permission.
Right.
If he's using a phone number under his dad's name, sending these links, he's probably... Who is he really sending them to? It may be his dad. I mean, he calls his dad. It's just, okay, allegedly he calls his dad pedo.
Hmm.
So again, not verified.
What a clever nickname.
Clever, right. Yes. No one would suspect it.
Not a man of metaphor.
Yeah, would you take out the D? Wink.
I think Hunter and Joe are using the father-son relationship so that Hunter can do the business dealings that Joe can't.
Yes.
Yes.
But it's effectively Joe doing the deals.
Yeah.
I think so, too. I mean, even in the book, I'm blanking on the name of it, Laptop from Hell, I mean, that's kind of what it's alluded to anyway.
Why would you pick your most unstable son to do all this shady business?
Because your other one's dead?
Yeah, I guess.
Jesus. Yes. It's so brutal. Seriously. You're giving all the shady jobs to the kid whose password, I'm sure, is give me more crack, 1, 2, 3, 4. It's like, how do you hack it?
But Joe's password is wrong kid, Doug.
The alleged password was
it was some really bad too.
Really
awful. Yeah.
Password?
Oh.
It was a reference to the age of a woman.
What?
Really?
On this one?
Allegedly.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I was just kidding.
But I looked at some of the claims and accusations. It's a lot of outlets are picking up the accusations and they're all saying like this could be fake.
Yeah.
But apparently the password was I don't want to say it because it's not my business, but it was like the password was a woman and her age.
Okay. Really?
Like, but yeah, unless it was the number was a reference to something else.
Was it at least double digits?
It was.
Good.
And it was at least post-pubescent.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Okay. That's great.
That's good news.
My man's growing up.
It's possible that this is a setup, like, because it makes him look very deviant and it makes Joe look like he said, Peter, whatever the name he had for his dad, and his password is like a young girl. Like that is it's beyond adult age. It's a young adult, I guess.
Yeah, like the drug addiction stuff. I see what you're saying, where it's almost a little too on the nose. It's so bizarre.
Dude, but he left his laptop somewhere.
I just want three of them. I want all of you to know.
Yeah.
What I sacrifice for all of you. I want you to know this. So become a member at timcast.com because I had to look at all of these photos of naked Hunter Biden to confirm. I'm like looking at these stories and I'm like, I have to. Because if people are claiming it's there and I'm not doing my due diligence. So
$10 a month for Tim's therapy.
I had to do it a bunch too.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to have to do it later tonight.
Hold on.
We're going to need to take a break and I'll do it right now.
I'm pretty sure the Daily Caller published an uncensored image of Hunter Biden holding himself.
Oh no.
But because he was partially underwater, the water kind of obfuscated it.
Oh.
And I was like, did they think you couldn't see what he was doing? Because you can.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think it was the caller.
Touching his dad's leg hair.
Oh, yeah.
When he was talking about the kids rubbing his hairy legs, he was referring to his own children.
Oh, no.
Yeah. In all seriousness, I'll say it again. I think Joe abused his kids.
Yes.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, hands down. I think so. The reason why Hunter's so screwed up, why does Hunter call his dad, allegedly call his dad, pedo? if he really does this, and that is true, that combined with everything else we know, I think Joe sniffed his son a little too
much. I've heard that Ashley Biden's diary, now this is like a thing, I don't know if it's real or fake or what, but I've been reading stuff about it that she also implicates her dad in this diary. I have never seen the diary. I don't know if it's real or not.
No, I've heard the same thing, though. I think you might be right. He looks like Gary Oldman in Hannibal. Have you noticed that that's kind of what Joe Biden is turning into, just this monster?
Really?
Yeah, monster. Like if you look at him in Hannibal, like he just looks like that. And I really do think it's all his secrets just coming into age.
It's a picture of Dorian Gray.
Yeah, seriously. Like he looks like him. It's really, and the more he talks, because now, like especially in the top right.
Oh, God.
Top right, you tell me that's not Joe.
Yeah.
That is totally Joe.
No,
look at the tie. Oh, and the tie for sure. Where the pigs will eat anything.
Yeah.
You know, there. Wow, yeah.
Yeah, that guy can't ride a bicycle. Oh, this adds up.
No, he'd fall right off a bike.
I thought it was going to be an image.
It's him after falling off the bike.
We should get this one. I thought it was going to be a picture of Gary Oldman, some disfigured...
Mason Burger.
I wonder if a lot of people watching were just like, yo, I'm trying to eat.
Yeah. Sorry if you were trying to eat. But it looks just like the president, so it's fine.
He got all that face work done.
Yeah, he really...
did you see the when he said, end of quote, repeat the line?
Oh, it's the best.
It was I called it, guys. I called it. The White House, in the transcript, wrote, let me repeat that line.
Yep.
Or let me repeat the line.
Oh, so they changed the transcript.
In the transcript, they changed what he said
because
they're trying to cover it up.
I remember when government meant integrity.
No.
At least I thought it did.
I swear if they show the podium, it's just going to be one of those things where you pull and it's like, the cow says move. It's just, when like the salute the troops thing, it goes right back to that where it's like, say salute the troops. He's like, salute the troops. Or he's like, instead of saluting the
troops. Right.
Okay, salute the troops.
You ever see like the animatronic, you know, Chuck E. Cheese things playing guitar?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
That's what Joe Biden is.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It's like behind him, it's all exposed metal and like...
Yeah. Just turns him on, he's just playing the piano.
Yeah, the old timey like...
But I love how he actually said, end of quote, repeat the line.
Yeah.
And he's like, end of quote, repeat the line. And then the same quote plays. And it's like, anybody who's sane saw that and laughed. Like, I know people who are like Democrat, liberal, leftist. Everybody was like, it's so dumb. We know Joe Biden's out of it. Only 26% of Democrats think he should run again. They're under no illusions this man is capable. They'll take something else. But the media is still trying to pretend like anyone is falling for it. I guess 26% of the Democrat voters are.
They're really pretending.
Yeah. Really pretending.
I was a little surprised. Greg Price posted that quote and it got a lot of traction. And I noticed that the top, one of the first comments you see is one of the White House aides saying that's not what he actually said and giving her version of it, which is the version that ended up being in the transcript. And I was
people that are still so blindly tied to Biden are infuriated. Like when I posted that stuff of me and Tulsi, I had a friend reach out to me just unloading. Tulsi's the reason that Roe v. Wade got overturned. It's like the people who still blame Susan Sarandon. If it wasn't for Susan Sarandon, and it's like, guys, if an actress, if an old lady actress can derail your political party sucks, period. If you are still blaming Tulsi Gabbard, who's literally not in office right now, I did a comedy sketch with my friend, and you're unloading on her instead of, I don't know, the president of the United States who actually has power right now. Like, there are still people on the left who are so in denial and just refuse to hold Biden accountable for some reason when Biden isn't giving them even anything they want.
But they're technically right. Tulsi broke a lot of people out of the cult. She went up and she represented much of what the left was in this country, especially during the late 2000s, early 2010s. Yeah,
actually anti-war,
actually calling out the machine. She's got some policy positions that conservatives wouldn't agree with. She was pro-choice traditionally, like safe, legal, rare. She was for gun control. She opposed nuclear power. I don't know where she is on those things now.
Yeah.
But that's like the traditional Democrat position. With the weird movements the Democratic Party's made to try and pander to whatever it is they're trying to pander to, she stayed where she was.
Yep.
She said, Kamala's awful. What are you doing?
Yeah.
And the machine got angry with her because they were trying to move in some weird direction.
Which, by the way, the reason she was calling out Kamala was actually from the left about some of the horrible stuff Kamala did in California to poor communities.
Enslaving people?
Yeah. not a great one.
Like actually keeping people in prison longer so she can use them for cheap firefighter labor.
Yeah.
But it was for Dimebag, so it's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
It all made sense. She's a good person.
So, yeah, so I'll stress
I hope
that.
She's president.
This is why your friend. This is why
you
your
might
friend,
get your wish here in the next
I know,
couple of years.
Wait, next 5 minutes. Oh.
This is why your friend's mad.
Hope
at Tulsi.
He doesn't eat soup.
Yeah, yeah.
Not because Tulsi's a Russian asset, but because the people who want to maintain the cult don't like it. Don't like apostates.
Right. You've seen like the Scientologists react to people that try to leave the Scientology. There's a what was the girl that was right. on Rogan? He did an long interview with her.
Was it Leah Remini?
Leah Remini,
yeah.
Just tell all what her experience in the cult and out of the cult and the way that they chased her down. I mean, they would literally chase people to stop them from leaving the physical location. Imagine what they would do mentally if they're willing to physically try and stop someone from leaving the building.
Right.
Like, that's just...
Okay, well, guys, we have to jump to this massive, very, very important story here.
Oh, boy.
From the Daily Mail exclusive. Hunter Biden could face prostitution charges for transporting... hookers across state lines and disguising checks to them as payment for medical services. Well, I mean, that's a medical service.
It's a medical service.
In many ways.
It's a mental health service. It's a medical service.
It's a prostate milk.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh,
yeah.
First son spent $30,000 in 5 months on the girlfriend experience. Oh, warning graphic content. I'm not going to show you images. But so this is actually outside of the iCloud hack and the phone hack. Apparently, the feds have known that he did this since 2019.
Of course.
So is anything really going to happen? Of course not. These people are as corrupt can be. Mm-hmm. But now that we know, you think it's going to change anybody's mind? I should have stressed this real quick. A suspicious activity report filed by JP Morgan Chase flagged transactions involving Moriva after she received tens of thousands of dollars from Hunter's company. So it was actually Chase Bank that was like, something
fraud
is
detection.
Weird
yeah.
with this yeah. and yeah. flagged it. Suspicious activity. I don't think anybody who knows anything about the Bidens is surprised by any of this. And I don't think anybody believes there will be any accountability or justice.
Well, I don't know. This is one where, like, when you're talking about prostitution, people in the cult, everybody, their ears perk up. And if this is actually, if there's evidence that he did this and wasted, I don't know if this is taxpayer money or whatever this money is.
Pretty much.
I think it's actually fraud. Maybe.
So, look, it's one thing for prostitution, but when you're bringing them to different states, that's when I say I've had enough.
But I was actually seriously going to ask that because I...
That's actually a huge crime.
The libertarian part of me, I think that prostitution should be legal. I think that drugs should be legal. But why are you shuffling ladies of the night across state? Like, why are you doing that?
What was it, Boston and New York?
No, but I actually don't know. Like, why would you take them across state lines?
It's a lot.
Hold on.
Not like if you need an umbrella, it'll be there when you get there.
Yeah, exactly. Just get in the trunk.
Yeah. There's more when you arrive.
I think this dude is deeply disturbed and was abused, and he's trying to emulate the girlfriend experience.
Sex addict, drug addict, love addict.
Right. He wants people to pretend like they care about him, man. It's brutal.
Well, yeah, the girlfriend experience is basically, it is broken down to the fact, like, it's not the girlfriend experience of like 2 years in where you're fighting.
Right.
He just wants to be loved.
That would be a real bummer of a $30,000 yeah. you spend it and you're just arguing about groceries.
It's like you stay at a hotel, all your stuff's on the lawn.
Well,
but you're right though, that's what it's about. I mean, it comes into the fact that he was unloved as a child. Somebody completely broke and hurt him, and that's what this comes down to. I really believe
unloved
that.
As a child.
Yeah. Well,
no, but even both. even if he wasn't abused, I think what you're saying is just that form of abandonment, which probably happens a lot with powerful parents like that. It would still make sense that you're reaching for drugs, sex, and love addiction. You know, et cetera.
The only time Joe Biden hugged his son was to sniff him.
Yeah. Right? No, seriously,
yeah, that true. Would be a bummer.
Or to push him out of the way to hug his brother.
Brutal.
He really was awful.
Hunter just keeps putting on like pretty perfume to get his dad to come sniff him and get close.
Yeah, I mean, he's wearing a girl's wig.
His dad. Apparently funds all this stuff.
Yes.
Like, there was that other story where Hunt, like, this is this crazy thing. The bots really came out in force. I tweeted, how is the media going to ignore all these photos? This is effing insane. Like, the photos that I have seen will give me nightmares for the rest of my life. I have PTSD, right?
Therapy.
I'm kidding. By the way. Yeah. But it's like, they're really awful photos and videos. And all of a sudden I get inundated by weirdos defending Hunter Biden. I'm like, this is weird. Why would anyone defend Hunter Biden? You don't have to like Democrats to be like
you can just stay quiet. You don't have to.
Or you can say like, I voted for Biden and I think this is really bad because it is.
Yes.
It's so weird.
Of course.
But the defenses are weird. They're like, Hunter's not even a public figure. Who cares? And I'm like, He flew on Air Force Two with his dad to do a private equity deal with China and secured the deal. And now Joe Biden is reportedly sold nearly a million barrels of our crude to Sinopec, a Chinese-owned gas company that Hunter Biden has, his private equity firm he founded, co-founded, has purchased $1.7 billion in Sinopec marketing. So it's like, have you seen the price of gold lately? It's hitting all-time highs. And when it comes to investing in gold, check out Noble Gold Investments. They have a track record of excellence that's second to none. Just look at their thousands of five-star reviews on Trustpilot, Google, and the Better Business Bureau. Customers rave about their knowledgeable staff, smooth investment process, and life-changing results, which you can see for yourself online. That's the kind of reputation you can count on. But it's not just about the reviews. Noble Gold Investments truly care about their clients. They take the time to understand your unique needs and goals, and they give expert guidance every step of the way. That level of personalized service is rare in this industry. Look, when it comes to securing your financial future, you can't afford to take chances. Go with the gold company that has earned the trust of countless investors. Visit noblegoldinvestments.com/Tim Pool today and discover why Noble Gold Investments is the only choice for smart, secure gold investments. Or give them a call at 877-646-5347. Again, that number is 877-646-5347.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to ArcSeedKits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code PODCAST. That's ARKSeedKits.com, promo code PODCAST. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. ArcSeedKits.com.
Yeah, if Hunter was just in like a Journey cover band in Des Moines, it would be fine, but he is involved in this stuff.
And this has been since right after he left office as the vice president. I mean, this has all been happening since then.
It's actually interesting because his lifestyle is more in line with a Journey.
It really is.
You know, we could actually save Hunter right now. Join a Journey cover band and this will all go away.
It's really more in line with like the ex-drummer of a really great band.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the trauma. He, in 1972, he was in a car accident with his brother, who was like two at the time, and his mom was in the car and his sister, who both died, his mom and sister.
Yeah.
And he's saying in this interview with People magazine that the family never really talked about it. So I can imagine that being a source of like maddening trauma if your dad never mentions.
Brutal.
Yeah. It's rough.
I think it may have something to do with, I don't know if it's true or if it's just anecdotal. But my experience growing up is that the kids in the suburbs who wanted for nothing did tons of drugs.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Free time. It was easy to fall into that.
Free time. Yeah. They were bored. So
In Detroit, some of the richest kids I knew, they got everything they wanted and didn't appreciate anything. They had no purpose. A lot of them are dead now.
Yeah. I forgot about this story until we started. I've been also triggered by Hunter Biden. I smoked crack once by accident where it was with this rich kid who would come to our house sometimes. And I was just a weed guy. I never did hard drugs. And we're smoking
it. His name was Bunter Hyden.
Bunter Hyden. Bunter. What was that, Simpsons? L. Simpson. No, that's too obvious. Lisa S. Yeah. And I was smoking and I was like, yeah, I feel kind of weird, man. And he looks at me and again, this was like the rich kid, and he looks at me and just goes, oh yeah, there may be a little crack in that. And I was like, buddy, there's no such thing as a little crack. You either smoked no crack or you are now addicted to crack. And I was just like, what is it? And yeah, I did. But yeah, it was we were the poor kids in the suburbs, but all the people who were doing hard drugs were the rich kids in our area. Yo, we were just smoking bad weed and seeing fish.
Legit though, the scary thing right now is the lacing of drugs.
Yes. Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah. Fentanyl. There was like tons of stories. I saw a story where it was like an 18-year-old kid thought he was going to party and he took in some fentanyl, not realizing that he died.
There were a couple comics who died. It was a big story in like comedy community.
Oh, it was like three of them in the house.
Yeah.
But I've lost 8 friends in 2 years to fentanyl.
What's your take being in recovery on like the strips to test? Because it's one of those things where it's like, we shouldn't have to. We obviously don't want to encourage people to do drugs, but like,
I think it's a good idea.
I remember
the first time I saw it, I was on a New York subway and I was like, oh, that's nice. You know, test your drugs for drugs.
Right.
I think it's better than nothing because now it's put in there. Yeah. Well, it's put in there from China, given to Mexican cartels, put into your stuff to make it more potent. And people say, well, why would you want to kill your clientele? It's like, there's no shortage of addiction.
I don't care.
Right. You can make new ones every day.
Right.
But I also think that China's intent is actually just the destabilization and destruction of the country.
100%.
Yeah, the opium wars are still active.
Right.
What's the strip you're talking about, this drug detection strip?
It actually tests your drug. Like, you can put it into your cocaine and it'll tell you if there's fentanyl.
Wow. Yeah. It's just a piece of, like a strip that turns a color or something?
Yeah, but you can miss it though, too, because fentanyl is so little. I mean, the tiniest amount.
Right.
You can sneak by.
I think we need to drug abstinence only.
Yes,
drug.
Yes, that's correct. You know,
don't do drugs. Don't do
yeah,
drugs.
Yeah, I agree with you.
You gotta define the word drug. Fentanyl is an insidious, dangerous chemical. I mean,
it's the beginning too.
Like, we're going towards more military upgraded drugs. It's gonna be like Buff Out from Fallout. You guys ever play like these crazy psychoactive, strength inducing, addictive things we gotta watch out for? And they're just making more and more in laboratories as they develop their lasers.
BioShock is a better example.
Stuff
for
that
video
twists
game.
Your DNA and makes you like feral,
splicers.
Crazy.
I mean,
yeah, we need better drugs.
Yeah, that's what I'm aiming at. Is better drugs.
But like doctor prescribed, better functioning, no bad side effects, no bodily destruction or whatever.
Not what's used to peacefully put down elephants.
Right. even with psychedelics, they're doing it medically now. It's you're with a therapist and they're MDMA treatments.
Yeah, ketamine as
ketamine
well.
Treatments. Yeah. Even with psilocybin, and it's helping for PTSD, for depression, but it is not, oh, I'm doing mushrooms and going to Hooters with the boys on Friday. It is literally, you are sitting with a therapist there taking notes. It is.
Look, ibuprofen you can get over the counter. And it's fantastic. I hurt my back a couple weeks ago. I couldn't even move. It was brutal. And took a bunch of them and it really helped.
Yeah. You still want to be careful with that stuff because it'll rip your muscles up eventually.
I get heartburn every time I take it.
Yeah, exactly. It stops your body from producing it, like mucus or whatever.
Yeah.
So your stomach will digest itself if you do too much of it. That's why it's like, yo, you got to talk to a doctor.
No. Is that true?
Yeah, and non-steroidal anti-inflammatories.
Yeah.
I get heartburn every. I can't take like aspirin or Advil. It like tears my stomach up. Yeah.
Everything created by man is to kill you.
Is terrible. It's the worst.
Well, no, you got to pay your dues.
Yeah.
Like if you want the pain to go away, there's a limit to how much you can actually accommodate with anything.
Yeah.
You know, too much exercise is bad for you. You got to rest days. Eating too much meat, you get the meat sweats. You get sick. You might barf.
We are good.
Water, electrolyte displacement. Yeah. You're dead.
Building technology to destroy or consume things more efficiently, like the fork. The fork is great at putting a dead animal's body into your mouth.
Yes.
The saw is fantastic at killing a tree so that you can make wooden structures out of it. Like we're really innovative when it comes to destroying and figuring out better ways to destroy.
We're better than the beaver. No.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Yeah, and they're all right.
They wreck stuff.
Beavers are good.
Tear it up.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Straight up terrible.
You ever seen a dam? I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why they call them that?
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think so. Because the first one who saw it was
so
like, damn.
Let's do this. Yes. Let's take it to the Biden family before we get into the nuclear war stuff. Oh, we got this from Real Clear Politics Average. Joe Biden's aggregate approval rating hit a new record low today at 37.7%. This is the aggregate. This is not one biased poll. This is all of them. And
Biden.
New York Times released a poll with Biden at 33%.
Oof. I mean, even before he started screwing up as president, I remember when the primaries were happening, I was like, there's no way. no one's going to vote for this guy. This isn't happening.
I think it's finally at the number of who voted for him. Yeah.
Seriously. They finally did accurate math.
Yeah.
37.7.
Do you think that if he came out and was like, okay, everybody, it's true. Hunter has a problem. I put him on air. I just laid it all out. I sent him where he needs to go. That it would make it worse for him.
It would.
So he's lying. So he has to lie.
I would respect him. He has a problem. We put him into treatment. But like, I don't know.
Most people don't know about it.
That's the wrong focal point.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if the PSYOP is leaking these images of Hunter
right.
to stop us from talking about Sinopec
mm-hmm.
or the emails, let's just say the business dealings from Hunter, Joe, and Hunter's business partners.
Perfect
the photograph.
Distraction.
Yeah, all of a sudden everyone's like, oh, look at Hunter naked. And it's like, he's got an email where he's talking about, you know, 10% for the big guy and right. stuff like that.
Well, I mean, it worked on me. That was the joke I made earlier where it's like, why would you make the delinquent kid in charge of all this stuff? So like, if it is that, it worked.
He yep. put him on a board of an oil company, a yep. Ukrainian oil company.
Well, he put him there.
He didn't put him there?
Let's just say the assumption would be what we know is that Hunter Biden, along with I think like former CIA,
of course,
was on the board of Burisma.
Yeah.
Joe Biden,
Hunter Biden
just so happened to push a quid pro quo with the president of Ukraine to fire a prosecutor who just so happened to be investigating the company where someone was a board member. It's all coincidence, mind you.
Sure.
Because Joe said he didn't even talk to Hunter about any of his business dealings. I mean, except for that one time they're in a photo yeah. together with all of his business partners. And that other time that he left a voicemail for his son about his Chinese business dealings.
Yeah, Tim, God works in mysterious ways.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's also Enron got a new VP the last week, and he was like, wow, and I thought I'd be stuck in the mailroom all these years. You know?
That's good. So I don't think – here's a scary thought. Joe Biden, what's happening now with the Biden family, with Joe, with gas, with sending a million barrels to Sinopec?
That's really bad.
But will it matter in 2 years? Will people remember – Nah, Joe Biden will come out in, it'll be 2 years, and the news cycle will be like, Joe Biden farted again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in 2 years, yeah, that'll be about it. I don't think he'll be able to do much else. He'll be like, it's almost a flat line.
Pretty much.
I can't personally let go of the Afghanistan surrender.
That one drives you nuts.
He left all this $8 billion worth of equipment.
I'm with you, man.
How many tens of thousands of people to die with their babies, like, to die to the Taliban, getting their heads blown off, like, in plain sight of people that are right behind the wall, like, watching it happen because he took all the – he evacuated and routed the troop. I think
it was punishment.
Yeah. But
I think he was punishing the anti-war.
He's like,
people.
Look what a bad choice Trump made by saying we're going to be out on that day, everyone. See what happens when you pull out on that day. But like, you don't have to pull out on the day you say you're going to pull out on. If you're not ready, you don't do it.
Right. And so did Obama. I mean, he said he was going to do that too. And it's like, when you look at it, he pulled it out and it's like, you left military dogs alone made me angry. But then you left, look right. at all the equipment. Look at all the people that you left behind. That's what pissed me off about all of it. It's like, then you come back and you're going to start what? Having the IRS dig through a bunch of people's taxes? Who legitimately paid, make arbitrary rules and start taking more money from them while printing money while you leave billions of dollars of our equipment over there?
Yeah.
Like everything about it makes me absolutely sick.
Yeah, I think
everything
Tim's right
about
this. I think this is the perfect distraction because you just pull all the attention away from stuff that's actually legitimately concerning.
Absolutely.
Like Afghanistan, for one, there's so many other disasters going on right now and all we're doing is talking about Hunter Biden being a crackhead.
Which, and again, like in all seriousness, addiction is horrible.
Could you imagine that they're like these like PSYOPs people walk into the Situation Room with Joe and it's like, this is really bad for you, Mr. President, this Afghanistan stuff. What can we do? And they're like, we have one proposal, sir. We need to get Hunter more crack.
He's like,
let's leak it to the press.
Yeah. Then,
what if Hunter's just this like great dude desperately trying to get sober and he's just like, no, I'm working on myself. I found Buddhism. I'm meditating. And they're just slipping him more.
No, they're like, your country needs you, son.
And all of a sudden,
okay.
Then all of a sudden Hunter comes out from under the desk and is like, I'm working on it.
Oh, dude.
Oh my
God. Oh man.
Yeah. If he wasn't put on the board of Burisma, or if he didn't make his way up to the board of Burisma somehow, I wouldn't be concerned with his activities. I really wouldn't care.
No.
He's just a family member of the president.
Yeah.
But that Joe's been working with them so intricately, and the guy's, you know, naked with prostitutes.
Yeah. Do we have to worry about, you know, I know a lot of people like to say, oh, I don't care to talk about the Trump family, and they're not in office right now. But it's assumed within the fall, Trump is going to announce he's running. Maybe he just unveiled the newly renovated, modernized 757.
Yeah.
He's going to be running. All the people we've had on the show who worked with Trump have said he's going to be running.
Yeah.
Is there any fair criticism of his family? Are we overlooking anything with Trump Jr.?
Question.
Now, I'll be right off the bat. I'm pretty sure none of them are doing crack or transporting prostitutes or anything close to that. If there was anything close to that, it would be every major story, every major headline. But my question is more so the more important things like business dealings.
Yes. Like, so the only thing that I saw that really like caught my eye was that Ivanka Trump supposedly used sweatshop labor, which I know Beyonce does as well. So it's not really a fair shot.
Well, so she's basically like Beyonce then.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good thing.
That's great.
Yeah, but it's hard not to be involved with sweatshop labor.
That's glamorous.
Like, if you use Teespring to sell your t-shirts, they're probably sourcing them from Chinese sweatshops.
Yeah. Right. Hey, we use Teespring.
Yeah,
I know. Hey, welcome to the fashion reality.
Yeah. No, I think it's Bangladesh.
I'm sorry that your perfect little fingers can make a great shirt.
Yeah, look, I got these hands with calluses from playing the guitar. Yeah. I couldn't.
I don't know. I don't know where Teespring is.
Terrible hands.
We need children to do our labor.
I can't make Nikes. This young boy can.
He's very talented.
That's the argument is that they're better off getting 25 cents per day than not having jobs at all.
I mean,
which is like the craziest.
That's
thing.
The worst.
I mean, that's like, what you told me when you hired me.
It's like, no. It's so funny because it's like, they're children.
Yeah, sure.
It's like, no, they're children. They're better off not having jobs at all.
Yeah. They're better off playing.
Yeah.
I think kids need jobs. I think kids need jobs.
I like allowance jobs. That's what I do with my son.
Yeah. Or, no, but I mean like family business jobs.
Yeah.
You know, like take out the trash.
Yeah, that's what I do with my son. Yeah.
Yeah. But like, it used to be great when kids would work with dad, but not to the extent where they're like in a factory sewing industrial level or anything.
Right. Yeah, they're not. Like, you would hold the flashlight for your dad, not actually build a car.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah, but you know, being an assistant, an apprentice, doing like, you know, my family had a cafe, so taking out the trash and ringing people up and stuff, that's the kind of job kids need.
Hey, it looks like Teespring may actually not use slave labor, but they ship from the EU if you're ordering internationally, and then from Kentucky if you're ordering domestically. Shout out to Teespring if that's the deal, man.
Yeah. Well, I got a problem with those filthy Europeans, so I actually am going to go back to the Chinese slave labor.
It's actually
from my shirts.
It's young European pickpockets.
Awesome.
I had a guy try rob me when I was in Barcelona.
Seriously?
Barcelona.
Yeah, he was acting drunk. Barcelona. And he was like putting his arm around me and I was pushing him off.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, come on. And then he grabbed my phone. Uh-huh. It was on a clip on my bag because I was working. He grabbed it and pulled. And then I swatted him away and he didn't get it. And then he went, ooh, pointed at me and then sobered up like that and just walked off.
Wow.
Because he knew he lost it. He knew, like, he has one chance to pretend like he wasn't causing problems.
Yes.
No, but
I like that he just ended it by being like, well played, and just dipped off into the night.
I mean, he just could. My phone was on a clip, and he grabbed it and pulled, and it was stuck to my bag.
Yeah.
I was like, pull harder? I don't know.
Well, as I'm reading more about Teespring, I don't know. People are saying they don't know. Teespring doesn't disclose where they actually produce their stuff
from. The next one is just puppy fur being made into shirts.
No.
I'll be looking into this as the days
They throw puppies into a grinder.
Yeah. Yes, I got to admit I was way off. Eat Imes.
Now you're ragging on Imes.
No, I'm only doing that because they did stuff too.
Yeah, they deserve to.
They
sure do.
What did they do?
Yeah. Oh, they had like
horse.
Yeah, I don't know what they. It was it was with puppies. Like they really
recycling puppies.
Yeah, it was bad. It was no. They did bad things. Cool. I don't buy their brands.
They were serving dog meat secretly.
Yeah, I think or like testing the meats in ways that were just horrible. Like I remember seeing a lot of like beagles like stacked on top of each other, which could have just been Fauci's house. But there weren't a lot of flies though.
I want to go back and mention. You know, when we talk about like the Trump family, you know, I mention it because they're probably going to be running. But you look at how they go after like Barron. Remember when they attacked him for his name and things like that? He's like teenager.
And for being special needs.
Oh yeah. Did they?
Isn't he?
I don't know. I think he's a little autistic.
He's slightly autistic,
Like a math genius or something.
Yeah. Which is always like, that's what a horrible
That would have been really funny if you were trying to defend him and you're like, when they went after him for being special needs, he's not special needs. Oh, well, I thought he was special needs.
I feel for Barron the whole time.
I kind of felt like that was happening right now.
Remember when they ran this big story claiming that Don Jr. had privied access to WikiLeaks?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
And then it turned out to be fake. They were like, the email that he sent about WikiLeaks came like well after WikiLeaks had already published a bunch of stuff, and they're trying to make it seem like they were colluding with Russia.
I mean, I'll do my patented Timcast old liberal confession where I never read stories on the Trump kids, but just from the headlines I would see or the way people would talk about them, I totally just assumed they were just these like privileged drug addicts. I kind of assumed they were the same as like similar to like Hunter Biden types. And I don't, I didn't know anything. I don't know.
Meanwhile, Don Jr.'s out there handing cans of soup to the homeless.
That's right.
And
I certainly didn't see that story.
I don't know if he's actually doing that either, but
you know who's like Hunter Biden though is Nancy Pelosi's son, Paul Pelosi Jr. He has a wild history too. He's not as bad a drug addict, but he's every bit as corrupt, I think. He might have been used as patsy too.
His dad drove drunk.
Yep.
Was it
his father?
That was recently, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. His wife wanted to have sex and just drove into a Jeep.
Okay. All right. You. This is your fault.
Oh, did we get pulled off?
No.
You opened the door in the court of Timcast, and now I got to mention that photo of Nancy Pelosi that went viral.
Oh no, Tim! Yeah. Why would you do that?
Oh, I photoshopped it with my face on it.
Oh, good.
Did you really?
My walking with Hillary and.
I didn't know it was her at first.
My friend Ellie did.
One of my friends texted it to me and goes, Jamie's about to become a neo-lib. And I opened it and I was like, oh no!
Okay, for those that don't know, it was Nancy Pelosi going to the beach. And
good for her.
Bazongas would be the cartoon word I would use.
Massive.
I was stunned.
Her back hurts.
I mean,
who was it who tweeted like, "I'm ashamed at how I feel right
now"? Jesse. Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah. Jesse did it. And I was like, I'm not. I don't. I that is.
I feel like
terrifying.
All the pills she takes go right to her breast.
Oh, I'm still depressed, but these are huge.
Great.
Oh no.
Just shaking like maracas.
Can we?
Oh, that's Vicodin.
Let's get less political and more apocalyptic.
Yeah, here we go.
Here we go. This one's good. We got to play this clip. This is so Disclose That TV tweeted, new New York City Emergency Management shared a video today outlining the important steps for New Yorkers to follow if a nuclear attack occurs. And my first question is, why?
Yep.
And they've created a modernized let me play this video for you.
So there's been a nuclear attack. Don't ask me how or why. Just know that the big one has hit. Okay? So what do we do? There are three important steps that I want you to remember. Step one, get inside fast. You, your friends, your family, get inside. And no, staying in the car is not an option. You need to get into a building and move away from the windows. Step two. Stay inside. Shut all doors and windows.
We get it.
Into the middle of the
scene.
Follow media for more information.
Step three.
Don't forget to sign up for Notify NYC for official alerts and updates. And don't go outside until officials say it's safe. All right? You've got this.
Like, I couldn't help but notice that it's another emergency preparedness thing about not leaving your home. You know, we had like COVID. Don't go outside. Yeah. Now it's like nuclear attacks. Don't go outside.
Well, first of all, Tim and I were watching this before we went on air. No New York City apartment looks like that.
Right.
When she was like, get into your basement. I was like, what are you, a billionaire? A basement. My bedroom was my bathroom.
She means your basement apartment that costs you $800 a month.
That's what
it is. And it's like a single cement cube.
Also, get inside. Are you sure? In a lot of those rickety old buildings.
Oh, right.
Right.
After an attack.
That's a really good point.
Well, I mean.
But they said, they go, get inside and stay away from windows. Get inside and make sure you get right to the windows. That was the second step. It's like, which one do you want me to do?
She said get to the windows?
Yeah, the first one was get in and get away from the windows. And step number two.
Shut doors and windows.
Shut the doors and windows.
Wait, like, what? So what do you want me to do?
Wow. Like, I can't shut them. I'm too far away. Which one do I
take? Like, I thought you wanted me to get away from the windows, and now you're telling me to go at them. I'm already confused, and this is just the first instruction. The second.
I also, her jovial tone was a little jarring, when she's like, so there's been an attack, and just kind of like sexily walked onto the screen, and when she tried to make the joke, like, no, silly, a car isn't inside. You're about to burn to death. It was very bizarre.
And by inside, we mean you'll be under a ton of bricks on fire, and the survivors will be having three-headed dead babies for the next 10 years.
When you get up to heaven, what is happening?
My first question for the panel is,
what are you talking about?
Why are they putting out a how to survive a nuclear strike video?
Tim, did you not listen to the beginning when she said, don't ask why?
Yeah. Doesn't matter how
it doesn't
why.
Matter how or why. Yes, with it, me. Yes, it does, New York lady. It definitely matters.
I think Russia, obviously.
I think sure. it's, China, it yeah. feels Cold War-ish, doesn't it?
Cold War-ish? Yeah, I pulled up the nuke map. I love this website.
Except I guess this would
where
be hot war-ish.
You pick a city, and then you can pick the weapon. So I've chosen the largest ICBM, which is the Titan II warhead.
Nice.
It's a 9-megaton bomb. Mm-hmm. There is literally nowhere in New York you will survive.
Yeah.
New York City, like, that is.
New York City, inside. Right. I guess... Where does Queen ends? Where does Queens end?
Queen
there
ends.
We go. Queen ends.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure.
Flushing.
And Jamaica, but
good name.
Is that still New York City?
Flushing's where I used to get Queen. Dim sum.
Okay, so you are in the thermal radiation radius and will suffer third degree burns. Mm. I suppose you would want to be inside, but I'd imagine, I don't know where you're in New York. And you'll see an ICBM coming and be like, well, I better go inside.
I better get to the basement.
Yeah. If you are in, like, so look at this. Like, New Jersey, Hoboken, even Newark. You're in the blast damage area.
I mean, to be fair, Newark has been in the blast
light
area
blast
for
damage.
A very long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do already look like this has happened.
Oh, that's the, yeah, thermal. Okay, so the fireball radius takes out the financial district up to around Midtown. Union Square and Flatiron gets wiped out in a fireball. Yep. Then everything around here, up to the Bronx, all of the Jersey coast, and up to Queens and Flushing. Brooklyn's gone, except for like Coney Island.
I'm excited for Brooklyn to be like, how do we gentrify rubble?
Yeah,
but that's the moderate blast damage
builds
radius.
A coffee shop.
Most residential buildings collapse. Injuries are universal. Fatalities are widespread.
Most buildings collapse, but they're telling people to get in their buildings.
Yep.
I mean, where else are you going to hide, I guess?
Yeah. But it would be so funny if just Trump Tower survived.
It would have been funny if in this video she says, if you're in the areas of the Bronx, Flushing, Jamaica, Coney Island, get into your building. Everyone else,
see you later.
Yeah. If you're rich... Get into the pod we gave you.
Right. Let me tell you. This is the Titan II. This is the highest yield intercontinental ballistic missile the U.S. has ever deployed.
Okay.
If we go for, like, the larger bombs, so, like, Ivy Mike is 10 megatons.
What if we hit it with, for example? Sorry, not to interrupt, like, the one you just said.
I think it's only been tested.
Tested.
We're not actually using
Okay.
these things. The only news I think we ever used was Fat Boy and, was it, Little Boy and Fat Man?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JMKSecurity.com.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
Little Boy and Fat Man, yeah, that was 15 and 20 kiloton. Yeah.
Wow.
So let's say somebody dropped a Fat Man on Manhattan. I mean, yeah, okay, maybe then you're like, get inside, because that would only take out the financial district. But we're talking about modern ICBMs. So we have the bigger bombs. We have Tsarbomba. That's the largest USSR bomb tested. It's 50 megatons, but that's a gravity bomb, meaning a bomber came in and dropped it. They would never get into US airspace. It's not going to happen.
Right.
But let's say, The Titan II warhead is nowhere near the current level of technology that we've actually developed or Russia has. And they've actually got a 50 megaton ICBM. Okay, you're not going anywhere.
Oh,
sorry.
No. You're toast.
Like, New York City doesn't exist anymore. Stamford is getting hit. What else do you got? Like,
oh, no, the
Huntington,
WWE.
All gone. New Brunswick is gone. All of like the northeast Jersey coast is just wiped out.
Sorry.
If the bomb's bigger than nine megatons.
Hey, what do you, what's your thought on why? Do you think that New York was like, hey, this is a legitimate threat. We need to warn people with weird advice and a goofy PSA. Or do you think it is some sort of distraction for something? Like, I mean, there was a meeting about this. There was a production. They made it. What do you think they were thinking and why they made it?
You know what? Honestly,
I have no idea.
I am wondering if they're just sitting there, you know, and the dude's like spinning his pen. He's like, we got 30K in the budget and we got to use it this month. Huh. Right. It's like, yeah, we could do a nuke PSA.
Yeah, yeah.
That sounds fun.
And they're like, oh, I've been sleeping with this actress who's been dying for work. Like, we'll get her in. She's very, very charming.
Yeah, we did the fentanyl testing one.
Right.
I mean, really, United Air and box cutters, that's been done. What else do we got? Like, what do you get? Like,
comments are turned off on the video, unfortunately.
Crazy.
Because there's probably a lot of questions.
Right. 77,000.
And like she said, we don't know why.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Yeah.
Also, but yeah, like, I want to point out, Jamie mentioned this in the video. She's in, like, a ritzy loft. I mean, look at that. Look at that couch.
This is what I'm saying.
Yeah, she's worth millions and millions.
Yeah, look at that size of that spacious
on the floor
loft
behind her.
Yeah.
Unless
my apartment's so big I don't have room for all my stuff.
Yeah. I would say it could be like 10 New York hipsters living in one spot.
Yeah, I was going to say, where are her 15 roommates?
But look at her flooring.
It could be Black Friends, the remake.
This video was made for rich New Yorkers.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Yeah. You know who I'm talking to, everyone. Wink.
The nuke comes, get inside.
Right.
You know what I mean. Get near the windows that have the special drapes.
I've been listening to Lex Fridman has been talking. I don't know. I have a lot of respect for Lex Fridman. Yeah, I don't know if you guys listen to him. He's
artificial
great. Intelligence scientist.
Also does jiu-jitsu in Austin.
He's actually over there in Ukraine right now.
He does jiu-jitsu?
He does jiu-jitsu. Really? He's a black belt.
What?
I know. It surprised me too.
Wow.
I'm not saying he's better or worse than any of us, but he's been concerned about nuclear. I mean, when I start hearing other people talk about nuclear war, like, I don't really think it's on the table, but I mean, I guess everything's on the table.
Yeah.
But what I'm hearing about is these hypersonic weapons that it's like, forget ICBMs. They take a while to get here. These faster than sound weaponry.
No. I think, hypersonic are faster. I mean, I'm sorry. ICBMs are faster.
You could have a hypersonic ICBM.
Hypersonic are, slower. So ICBMs go into space and they move really, really, really fast. The issue, I think, with the hypersonic, I could be totally wrong, but I thought it was detection, is that it's like more conventional combat detection. It's easier for them
to get off. Also, we have MIRV weaponry where like a nuclear weapon explodes in the atmosphere and then creates like 70 new nuclear bombs that all fall.
12. It just seems like there's 12, so many
that we know of.
There's so
12
many
warheads in one ICBM. Multiple independently targeting re-entry.
So these is that real?
Yeah.
So
these singular blast zones are like just quelling the fear. You know, we'd have like 12 blast zones.
When I pull up the Titan II and put it over New York and we're like, look at that. What you don't realize is that we've developed something called the Multiple Independently Targeting Reentry Vehicle, a MIRV. It goes up into the stratosphere and then breaks and drops 8 to 12 warheads, which could pepper the whole eastern seaboard. And
that's actually what Hunter Biden calls his, I'm sorry.
He does pepper the seaboard.
Yeah. Sure does.
He's the MIRV we need.
Yes. No, he's not.
I mean, there's part of me, I'm not even being conspiratorial, like they're trying to cover it up, but it's at the best wasteful, where we have so many real problems in this country with the economy, with mental health, with drug addiction, with all the stuff we were talking about right now, that it's like, do we need to spend money on a PSA for like, also maybe we're going to get nuked when we're probably not going to get nuked.
I wonder if they're watching the wokeification of the military and they're like, oh, we need to let people know that this might actually happen.
Ooh,
yeah, and they were saying Putin may have cancer, which could lead to like mental degradation and desperation.
Where he's just like, I'm going out on a bang.
Yeah.
And like, if he's on like prednisone and it's messing with his thoughts and he's like going to become more likely to do something stupid.
Well, because if he's terminal, I don't think he cares about anybody else at that point.
Right.
Except his legacy.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Very good point. Yeah.
Here, I want to show you this crazy. This is crazy. So, if DC were to get hit with a surface strike, we're fine. We're up near Charlestown over here. So we're totally fine. We're fairly far away. New York actually gets hit. So take a look at this map.
When New York gets hit
with the radioactive fallout
from Washington.
From Washington.
Whoa.
Look at that.
Way.
It stretches all the way up. And we're talking Boston. We're talking this is 500 rem 34.6. So that's very much right in the center.
Sorry.
I don't think it gives us okay, here we go. Here we go. The fallout Yankee that would
doodles.
Hit New York is one rads per hour. Oh, no, I'm sorry. No, New York, it's... Whoa! New York, it's hit heavy. 10 rads per hour.
Wow.
That's nuts. The fallout just... What's a Philadelphia's... Rad? Yo, Baltimore's gone. Bel Air. You're all in the max radius for fallout. That's absolutely brutal.
Delaware's getting some sprinkles.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Jersey's Jersey.
I mean...
This is a rad is a radiation absorbed dose. So yep.
It's a unit of measure for radiation, yeah.
About how much that you can take.
And
then
everybody who plays Fallout know rads are bad.
Yes. And this is just from the air sweeping it, or is this instantaneously?
It's the air current moving, carrying the radioactive fallout. So we're still safe because the jet stream carries in the other direction. But yo, one strike on you have to know, like, if it's Russia or whoever or China, they know this. If we can pull it up on some silly little website.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you just taught it to me, they know this.
Right, exactly.
You and just so, taught two comedians okay. on a podcast. Yeah, they probably got it locked
terrifying.
Down.
Yeah. The craziest thing about it, the radiation is intentional. They could make the bombs have limited or no radiation. Or I don't know about no, but they, like there are nuclear bombs that have no radioactive fallout after the fact.
Hey, no big deal, Tim, and feel free to say no, but can Dave and I stay here in the basement forever?
Yeah.
Because I'm very frightened.
Well, I mean, no one's going to nuke Texas.
I got actually, nobody's going to nuke Detroit.
that's true.
I got a house there, and that looks
also,
already,
you know,
it's already been hit.
Right, exactly. I was going to say, they're going to look at the map and be like, no, we already got Detroit.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Somebody did this. Why would someone do this?
<It's> terrible.
No one's going to nuke the Dayton Funny Bone with both me and Dave will be performing there.
August, yeah. Everyone.
They're China or Russia's. They're looking at a map of cities, and they're like, which ones if we hit? Like, yep. Putin walks in, and he's like, which cities? And then they're, like, pointing, and all the smoke rising is like, what about Detroit? And they're like, that wasn't us, actually.
Mm, no. Really?
Really?
Well, somebody did a very good job.
They did this to themselves.
They
did that.
Yeah. We have to stop them.
No, it was the citizens. Really? They're good.
Yeah, they just see all the cities that we've destroyed, that the way to get us back. They're like, well, I guess we help them rebuild it, and they start rebuilding up Detroit. That's
yeah, they give them a target.
They get to Minneapolis, they're like, wait, they fixed this already? Yeah. What about Detroit? They're like, no, they just left it.
I want to talk about something that's serious and silly at the same time. Let's jump to the story.
Uh-oh.
From TimCast.com, snip for a shake. Nashville hot dog joint giving out free milkshakes with proof of vasectomy.
That's
worth
it.
So, congratulations.
Yeah.
I saw this tweet where this dude was like, your children will be going to school with immigrants and weirdo conservatives.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because liberals are all removing themselves from the gene pool. Here, I'll just break it down very simply for all y'all. More likely to have an abortion, substantially. Mm-hmm. Substantially less likely to have kids. Mm-hmm. Substantially more likely to get hysterectomies, vasectomies, whatever it's called, the tubes tied.
Yeah.
Ma'am, we're really the party of fun over there.
More likely to sterilize their own children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... I just gotta say, the liberal left is very unlikely to exist as an ideology or tribal group in 40 years.
But I agree. I don't know what everybody's getting so worked up about when they're chanting about, like, being pro-choice. It's like, they're really just getting rid of it.
Here's the crazy thing.
Not even being a dick, I'm just serious.
Conservatives, the reason why abortion was, it was a guarantee that abortion, that Roe v. Wade would have been overturned.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody in the 90s could have just looked at a simple arithmetic and been like, in 20 years, abortion will be made illegal. Why? Conservatives have kids. Conservatives don't want abortion. Liberals abort their kids. They want abortion to abort their kids. The math is simple. Over a long enough period of time, the voting bloc becomes more conservative and then votes away abortion, bringing back more liberals.
I never thought that would be the main problem with Democrats, is that we aborted all of our voters.
Well, that's why they want to bring in more immigrants.
That's right.
The funny thing is they say that. They're like, we want to bring in more immigrants. We want to strengthen our voting bloc. And then when Tucker Carlson says it, they're like, he's a racist.
Uh-huh.
Well, like, of course. That's the magic word.
You.
Yeah, of course. Well, even RBG was kind of against Roe vs. Wade. I mean, my opinion on it is, you know, different than obviously what my show does. It's sort of do what you do. I don't care, but I just don't think that the way they're going about it right now makes any sense at all.
Well, and when you know, I talk about tribalism and online fighting, how so much of it is fake. And when you actually talk to people who disagree with you in real life, you can figure out that a lot of you actually do want the same thing, you know, because you go on Twitter and it's like, well, one party wants to kill women and one party wants to kill babies. And I think there are still a lot of people out there who they're not pro-choice because they're pro-abortion, but they're pro-choice in like really terrible circumstances. And I think when the left started changing it, I think Libby Edmonds tweeted this, where she had a tweet where it's like, when the left stopped saying safe, rare, and legal and started almost bragging and boasting about abortions and pushing the term.
At all my abortions. Yeah. It gets a little gross.
Right. And then it's like, all right, well, now people are going to go even harder to overturn it. Whereas maybe it was safer when it was.
I want to give you a little bit of pushback, yeah. And I'm going to pull up our good friend Shoe Bunhead.
Oh yes,
with the Ground News Blind Spotter. Wait. I'm pulling this up quite literally because it's actually a bit that Shoe did. She was doing an ad for Ground News, and she said you can use their Blind Spotter to show where you consume your news. Shoe Bunhead on Twitter, 86% of the news that she interacts with leans left. 86%. 86.
Does that mean things she comments on?
Comments
she
on clicks shares, on? And it's like Washington Post. At a link and Charlotte Observer. We'll go back and we'll do, this is what she did, Ben Shapiro.
Huh.
And Ben Shapiro is 40% right, 39% left.
Wow. Ooh.
So this is the issue.
Interesting.
You go to a conservative who's pro-life and they will explain to you the policy, what they think of Roe v. Wade and why. You go to a liberal and they'll say the right are evil and they hate women.
Well, exactly. That's what I used to say. I mean, that was the conversation I had with Seamus the first time I came on the show. I was legit. That's why I was asking you and Seamus, right, yeah. Where I was like, hey, can you tell me? Cause I literally just heard if you say you're pro-life at all, you just hate women and you want women to give birth to rape babies and like that's your life.
And
that it's all about Jesus.
It makes sense that they're more likely to remove themselves effectively from the gene pool. And I'm not saying that to be crass or anything, but it's literally true.
Can you take me into that?
You want to plug?
Oh yeah, I want to see Jamie's.
I want to see Jamie.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
this
is
good.
Jamie's changed a lot.
What's your Twitter? Exciting. Is it just Jamie?
It's my name. This is just a way to plug my Twitter, by the way. Oh, my Twitter. It's at Jamie Kilstein.
No, he's biased. Don't follow him.
Nice. Am I still super left?
Wow. You're super left.
Wow. It's gonna take a while to undo that.
That's wow. Well, it's 20 years.
What's your Twitter, Dave?
At Landau Dave.
L-A-N-D-A-U-D-A-V-E. Can I just take this moment to say that I think that needing to defend your ideas.
Look at this guy.
Oh, nice.
Dave Landau.
Perfect, I love it.
Perfectly balanced as all things should be.
That is what you want.
Yeah,
look at Bias Crowder over here.
Can everybody who calls me now a right-wing grifter, can I just send them over to this?
Yeah, sure.
This political blog spot, what's called Blind Spotters.
I don't know if that would help the case.
It's a lot of central.
Look at this. I don't. Oh no, they're saying I'm a right winger.
Oh, I got you. Yeah.
it's because you interact with Timcast the most.
Oh, maybe it's the only one I've seen where it's the majority of it is center.
But it's because you Timcast.
I mean, that's kind of
Timcast.
That's cool though.
What else is there? Sour Patch Lids.
Oh no, not her.
Yeah, that's a badge of honor.
Snap.
You're a leftist.
Wait a second. Hold on.
I just always feel like you should actually listen to both sides.
I know,
but
the one
side is becoming really just way too.
You know
crazy.
Why this is?
Also, I no longer try. Oh, because you're trolling them.
No, yeah, that too. But also because I follow a bunch of journalists. That's pretty much why I'm on Twitter. Yeah,
exactly. I think it was actually the same.
Tim, that's good.
So you look at me. You look at Ben Shapiro. You look at Elon Musk. You look at Michael Malice, you look at even Jack Posobiec has got more left on his than leftists, but it's obvious. This is the issue that's always been with the left.
I'm still disturbed that mine looked like Noam Chomsky was on Twitter. That was very upsetting.
This is why Blind Spotter is great. You know, shout out to Ground News. You know, we're not doing a spot spot for him, but this is the issue when it comes to pro-life. This is the issue when it comes to taxes.
Yep.
They literally have no idea what they're talking about.
Well, and by the way, that is kind of actually proof to what I was saying, where, you know, I was talking to Dave about this beforehand, and, you know, I've gotten a couple. I mean, your fans have been awesome, but I've had a couple of my old school fans be like, I'm leaving or I'm not going to support the Patreon just because I'm on the show. They haven't listened to me on the show. They haven't listened to what I said, but because I'm on the show, I'm giving credit to Tim, which therefore is somehow I'm like a Trump supporter. It's been very weird messages. And that is how a lot of them think, where it's the second you talk to someone on the right, you're automatically a grifter. You're automatically supporting everything they've ever said. And what I'm really enjoying about talking to more conservatives or people in the middle or libertarians or liberals who are disenfranchised with the left is I'm just educating myself. I feel like for the first time ever, because like you saw my chart where I wasn't being sarcastic when I was like, I could tell me pro-life stuff because I don't know. Like I just learned about guns this year only because I moved to Texas. But it was just, I just had my talk. You're given your talking points. These are the talking points you just shout, whether it's you're a racist, whether it's you want kids to die if you're pro-gun, you want women to die if you're pro-life, blah, blah, blah. And then you just do those and you just try to shout as loud as you can and then you get retweets and then you go to bed sad and depressed and that's
it. Sounds great.
That was a sweet life.
Yeah, I just want to say real quick before we move on, I think the case can be made that encouraging diversity of viewpoints like the right wing does much more than the left does, and the right has to defend their views much more than the left does because it's much more of an echo chamber on Twitter for the left wing. But I think that encouraging that diversity of thought is going to mean the literal difference between life or death as far as demographics go. We're going to keep right wingers alive.
What I think this proves is that if you are a balanced individual, you are right wing. Mm. And if you are in a cult, you are left wing.
I don't know. I fall center. Like, I had 62% sent.
But I don't think you need to pick a side.
But that's because you actually don't do a lot of news. It was like timcast.com.
I don't click on a lot of political mags. That's for sure.
Look, my point is all of these right wing personalities, Ben Shapiro, his news is from a balanced perspective.
That's wild.
And they're like, he's far right. Michael Malice, he's new right, and he's more, he consumes more left news than I do.
Absolutely.
So if you are someone who gets your news from a mixed batch, and you formed your opinions off of real information, you are considered right wing. That's insane. The left are people who are in an echo chamber who have no idea what's happening in the world, and the right is everyone else.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I assure you too, like we looked at Crowder's, it's probably because when we look at our show all day, we all watch CNN. We all watch every bit of left-wing media because we have to look at our side against that. So that's the only thing we consume all day is to see what their side is. We don't watch any other news source than that. So I'm sure by the time he jumps on Twitter, it's like, all right, well, what's this, this, and this, you know, to kind of see where those certain talking points are. For me, like when I got into you, it was because somebody who had a viewpoint I had where I always felt that I was left. I was always raised in that kind of, group, friends, whatever. I just thought the world was a certain way. I don't even know if I'd say right or whatever this is now. I just know that it's completely gone to a place where I have been pushed over to this side in the business that I'm in, being a comedian, wanting what I want. Like, it's like we were talking about punk music. It's like Johnny Rotten said, he never thought he'd live to see the day that, you know, the rights were the ones giving the middle finger to the establishment. Right. Or Trey Parker said that the right is the new punk rock. It's just different now. It's shifted because it's gone so far the other way that is anything that you say is just completely unforgivable. And 95% of the internet outrage is for currency, not because they actually feel anything. I really believe that.
So I view that as the exception on the right and the rule on the left.
Yeah. Yes.
The right has a whole bunch of people who are genuinely saying, like, here are my thoughts. And then the left has the majority of their prominent figures are, what do I have to say to rile people up?
Bad.
Right.
Dave, the right has those people, but
yeah, they do.
It's the exception, not the rule. And the left has some good people who make points they believe in, but they're not the most prominent.
Dave, as a comic, was there, I don't really know, was there like a transition or like a creep moment for you? Because we were talking about you were opening for Chappelle when Chappelle was doing stuff against George Bush and all this stuff. When did you just get the gig at Crowder's as a gig and then it started happening? Or was there like a creep?
I was at Anthony Cumia's show, who I always loved, from Opie and Anthony.
That's right.
And I was there for years, and I was already then, and I used to sub Mike Malice's show all the time because he would go on the road, do different shows and everything. And I just like doing his show because I just turned it into just kind of like a weekend update, you know, dick jokes that Mike would appreciate and then make it as dark as humanly possible. And I always like doing that. But because I joined that network, all of a sudden I had people angry at me because of something that Anthony didn't actually say, but was said that was said.
Right.
A guy who was Patrice O'Neill's best friend in a show everybody wanted to be on, who all of a sudden was an outcast.
That's what I grew up on. I grew up on all of the, you know, I was opening for Patrice, who I wouldn't have found out about if it wasn't Opie and Anthony and all those guys.
And Anthony is one of my heroes. So now I'm sitting next to one of my heroes and you see this bitterness come out where all of a sudden it's like, well, that guy's racist, that guy's this, that guy's that. I can't believe Mike Malice is alt-right. It's like, no, you're just, you don't understand anything and you just want to be enraged either by the fact that I'm doing something that you want to do or because somebody else has told you something that you want to believe.
Yes.
But you weed out who your real friends are very fast.
Oh, you're telling me, for sure.
And I've learned that through even being on Crowder. Crowder and I clicked. His dad grew up in Detroit, kind of by where I did, and we connected. That's how I met Steven. And as a result of that, yeah, I've caught a lot of crap for it, but at the same time, I've gotten a lot of great fans from it and met a lot of good people, and that's just part of this. I mean, that's just part of this game.
With Jamie, it was actually a really interesting transformation. I remember we first met, he was protesting one of our events, and he threw a brick at me.
Right,
yeah. And then we brought him inside, and he was like, I will always be your rival and enemy. And then yeah. I hand him a check, and he looked at the number and said, I'm pro-life when?
Yeah. Yeah, I actually wrote MAGA on the brick.
He got on the phone. He told his girlfriend to keep the baby.
That was actually a joke we did on Cast Castle where Jamie's like, I'm not going to these right-wing events. And then, was it Carter?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, that's a bummer. They're taking a private plane.
I'm like, you know what? I got to bring everyone together.
Yeah. I was throwing a milkshake at a gay Asian reporter, right?
Did comedy clubs ever try to stop you, or because you had a following from this new audience, they didn't care and it was just more people on Twitter?
At first, for a second, they did. And then, then tickets were being sold and they were like, I don't mind. No big deal.
Exactly.
Everything's business.
I am loud with Crowder as well. Yeah.
Yeah. It's all business. Damn. And people have and I remember. My buddy Freddie's a black dude who runs Hartford, Connecticut. Not to say race, but it is important to the story. There were Proud Boys standing in line, and I was like, oh, I don't know if that's a good look. And he goes, why? They're not allowed to laugh. And I was like, why do I say anything? Yeah. It's just because it's all a business when you break it into the actual reality of a situation.
So what I'm really interested in doing is we've got Timcast skateboards that we just designed. We've got Step on Snack and Find Out. It's like just like the T-shirt,
yeah.
And then we have some stock, just like it says, like Timcast. And it's like I've sent them to skate shops because I mentioned this before. If you have a skate shop and you want some free boards, we're gonna send you free boards, and you can sell them for whatever you want. Skate shops, mind you. And I want to put on contests. And so I've had a conversation with some people about contests, and like, oh man, you know, people might be worried about like the politics. And I'll be like, we'll do a massive cash prize. Like we obviously can't rival some of the biggest cash prizes. But we'll get a couple grand up there, so it's like it will be a contest. People are like, oh, you know, like it's a couple grand for a day's work, you know, or more. And I was told, yeah, but some people might just be like, it's not worth it because you're gonna make maybe 40 grand in contests this year, and you do that one for 5 grand, and I was like 10 grand first place. Uh-oh. Now all these people who might pretend to have political convictions might be like,
Oh, and by the way, can I tell you
quarter of my yearly income in one day? Come on down to the skate contest. We're not going to do anything crazy. We're not going to be political. We're going to have a regular old skate contest, but we're going to do a good cash prize, big event, bring out the families, get everybody invited, and we'll see who really is going to put their money where their mouth is.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, and also the frustrating thing for what I try to tell people, the ones who are bailing on me for being on the show, is I've been on the show, this is my fourth time in a couple weeks. I've already had fans come to my show. Who discovered me on here, who didn't know about me or discovered me on here. And what the left doesn't understand is now I have a room full of liberals and conservatives. And some stuff I say makes fun of liberals, and some stuff I say makes fun of conservatives, and a lot of stuff I say makes fun of me. And we're all laughing together. That is what you should want. You should want conservatives to hear my view. You should want liberals to hear my view. When we do just stay in this echo chamber just to feel good about ourselves, you're actually not convincing anyone. That's why there's so much infighting on the left, and because they have no one else to argue with, because they don't even talk to conservatives or moderates. So then they just like eat their own.
Mm-hmm. Resistance. It's a natural part of existence. And yes. We need resistance to survive. If a tree doesn't have wind resistance, it falls over and dies.
Yep.
It makes it stronger. We need that.
Once. Yeah, and part of comedy should be, it should feel a little icky at times. Like, you want it to feel a little evil and fun. Mm-hmm. Like, if everything you say is supposed to be offensive or is never offensive, why go to comedy?
Right.
It's supposed to feel a little bit too much.
Yeah.
Why would you go to something that triggers you?
Right. Well,
like, why it's supposed
to? Here's the deal. Like, here's the deal. Fat. Look fat. with these comedy things, you've got these millennials who are fluffy, pink, and un- and uncalloused, right?
Squishy.
Yeah. Squishy and frail. their parents took care of all the problems for them. They grew up in the epitome of luxury, so they've never actually been struck for any reason. No one should be, but it kind of happens for a lot of people.
You should be.
Yeah. Well,
but I know what you mean.
No, I've tweeted that. Everyone should work retail, get punched in the face, and one more thing. I don't know.
Sometimes that can all happen in a day working retail.
Yeah.
<That's exciting>.
Yes. Hollywood. Here's my point. These people are soft.
Yep. Yes.
So when you say a mean word to them, it's the most pain they've ever felt.
Mm-hmm.
So to them, it's like, you have caused me the most pain I've ever experienced. Growing up in the city, you get into fights. I don't care if someone says naughty words to me.
Right.
But what happens then is they go to a comedy show. The most comedy they've heard is probably like Teen Titans Go or, you know, Fairly Odd Parents or Powerpuff Girls.
Yeah. Yes.
So they're watching these doofy little cartoons where the joke is that someone spilled milk and then cried. And it's like, you're crying over spilled milk. Oh, it's so funny. Yeah. Then you go to a comedian and he calls you a slur and you're like, and it's like he punched you in the gut. It's the worst pain you've ever experienced. They lose their minds.
Well, I finally started reading, Coddling of the American Mind. And, you know, some of these college protests, when they were protesting Milo or protesting Ben Shapiro, they were literally saying, we have to use violence because their words are violence against me. And it's like, they're not violence, though.
Yeah, that concerns me. You could break someone's eardrums with a loud enough noise. In that instance, volume amplification can be construed as violence. But the definitions of the words are not violence.
No.
Of course, Charles Manson. Sorry, Marilyn.
Yes.
Different Manson.
I wouldn't apologize to Marilyn. He's got a whole bunch of things.
Oh, yeah, he's going through something right now. That's new. You can incite violence with words, but the words are not violence. Violence happens as a result of the incitement of the usage of the peaceful form of communication.
Yes. Absolutely.
Comedy's just fun when it's edgy, man. I mean, the stuff we grew
up on. You're
supposed
to have an edge. That's the point. Your edge may not even be dirty, though. I mean, that's the thing. Stephen Wright has an edge. It's not a dirty edge, but it's an edge.
Yeah.
I mean, there's an edge to everything.
Some edges are sharp, some are blunt.
Yeah.
You can do really good, wholesome comedy.
Absolutely.
Sure. But it's weird.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, no.
But talking about poop and stinky, like, you gotta be able to talk about the dirty stuff, too.
You have to. I really.
George Carlin had like the hippie to be weatherman.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was non-offensive.
Yeah.
It poked at nobody. It was not edgy at all. It was a good bit. It was just an impersonation of a silly weatherman.
And it was a trend. You know, it was him sort of evolving from that two-man group that he was in and getting into this new hippie phase. And
then all of a sudden he stopped telling jokes and started just
railing on the federal government.
Railing. Yeah, railing.
Awesome. And then getting arrested with Lenny Bruce. Right.
Yeah, literally with him. And
literally.
Tim, I'm glad you brought up Carlin too, because it's been so interesting on Twitter in different times in the last couple of years, seeing the right use Carlin to hold up their point, or then seeing the left use Carlin to hold up their point, and it's like, that's how you know he was good. That's how you know he was good. He was just speaking his honest thoughts, and if the right can grab onto it because it's something he said about free speech, cool. If the left can grab onto it because it's something he said about environmentalism or abortion, cool. He wasn't trying to pander to either side. He was just being him.
Look at Dave Chappelle. They just put up that thing on Netflix where he gave a speech
at
his alma mater. And I didn't watch the whole thing. I watched just a few minutes of it. But that's a little bit of what he says. He's like, you just got to be the kind of person who's strong and you like knows yourself. You can't let these people, you know, get mad at you or whatever.
Yeah.
And for a long time he did. Like, he lived leaving the thing that he loved and had to deal with that and then come back and then deal with it 10 times more than he had to deal with it before.
Yeah.
Before it was because people almost loved him too much and he couldn't stand going to the grocery store, being hounded, being attacked.
You know,
and now it's the opposite.
You know what I don't understand? Is that if you would do something you love, and then people try to cancel you and say, oh, this is a bad thing, like comedy is the perfect example. I don't understand how someone could stop. You know what I mean? Like, I enjoy skateboarding.
Yeah.
Imagine a bunch of people started protesting, saying, like, you're destroying the trees, you're promoting a destructive lifestyle. I'd be like, okay, well, that sucks, you're pissed, but I like doing it. I'm going to keep doing it.
I did always wonder why you skateboard while spraying aerosol cans in the air.
Just two of them, unloading them.
Lighting forest fires.
Motivation from behind.
You know? It's because I don't like winter.
All right.
And I'm doing my part.
He's not a fan.
Speaking to forestry.
But I just can't.
I'm scared of snowmen.
That's a great point.
I can't imagine being a comedian, being like, I love telling these jokes. Oh, I just thought of something that was really screwed up that happened to me that's really funny. And then people are like, you're a racist. Like, I better not tell anybody ever again. Why? If you love doing it, like, tell your jokes, you know?
We're all going to be dead one day. I mean, that's the reality. So just do it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, I mean, I realize that's bleak.
No,
but I mean, you might as well do what you love.
It's funny you're saying that, but then like, you know, in 10 years they discover immortality and then like,
they're going to be deepfaking. They'll be deepfaking your face with making you say things that you never said is a form of,
comedia, damnation. I don't know what it's for.
Plus now that we all know if there's a nuke, you just have to go inside and we'll be fine. I think we're fine.
That's true.
Yeah, we're going to live forever.
Have you heard these AI songs?
No.
They've taken songs and then they've asked AI or machine learning algorithms to make the song longer.
Oh, they've been making music with no soul for years.
Sure, but this is crazy. They'll be like,
you're talking about boy bands.
Yeah. They take a song and they say, add two more verses, and then the AI will create. And it's like you can hear the person singing, horrible? But it's gibberish.
Dude, I was listening.
It's not horrible. It's just weird. Imagine they do this for comedians. Oh. They take all the comedy you've ever done, load it up into a machine learning algorithm or AI, and then say, make jokes. Better yet, you know how Facebook is apparently they're going to make like AI ghosts?
Yeah.
Imagine they take your Facebook profile along with your comedy and then create a you facsimile and then have it write comedy.
It's going to – I was thinking it was Duncan Trussell on Rogan. They were talking about AI. It might have been Duncan talking about this AI image generator now where you can be like, show me Joe Rogan flying on a Pegasus in the style of Da Vinci.
After saying that, I can confirm it was Duncan.
It will – yeah, and it will write it. It will draw it up. And they're saying, in the future, it's going to be porn. It's going to be – you're going to be like, show me Joe Rogan getting railed by three guys. And it's like, it's going to show you that in animated – it's going to be create animations of what you say. So it'll be like – tell me, Dave Landau telling jokes about cats.
I can do that right now.
Tim Pool's accent.
I can do that right now.
And that's what I'm talking about, dude. It is coming.
DALL-E is so. There's the DALL-E Mini that everyone memes.
It's a good word to end it with.
That's what it's called.
I'm good at buttons.
DALL-E Mini. Everyone memed it because you'd go in and someone wrote like Brian Stelter as a potato, and then it creates these weird images that
him?
Kind of. It's just him. But there's a thing.
Him with butter.
The actual DALL-E system is private, but it creates detailed, really. So the example they give is like, draw me a cowboy, an astronaut riding a horse in the desert in colored pencil. And then it generates that image.
Next will be animation. Then it's going to be even video games. It'll be like, play me a game like Slay the Spire with the art form of Fallout 4, and the game will be created in front of you.
10 years.
Oh, yeah.
We could already do, there's already websites that can make AI songs for you. You go in and you say, I want a song in this theme, in this tempo, with these kind of instruments, and then it will generate and give you like 10 different versions.
Really?
Yep.
Bro, after hearing
all
this stuff.
Ruining life.
Yeah, I'm like a week living in West Virginia and I'm about to buy an axe and a shotgun and just move into the woods. Like, I'm done with all this stuff, dude.
You're like halfway there.
Yeah.
You just need a manifesto and a good mailing system.
So, they've done these studies and found that people's self-reported happiness increases when they get out of cities.
Of course, of course.
Can I just tell you, every day when I come up to the studio, there are wild raspberries everywhere. There's just hundreds of them.
Guys, I don't want to blow up Tim for you to realize that he's actually a really great guy, but every time I meet Tim in the driveway, he gets so excited to give me fresh raspberries. Ooh. And it's the most wholesome thing ever seen.
Jamie, come here to the brush. Like, under the trees.
Literally,
he's like, what are you doing? I'm like, this way.
Yes. I swear to God, that is not far from what happened. And the last time it happened, little bunnies were actually going by.
It's true.
And I was like, if only people knew, this is real Tim Pool.
It just rolls up to you like Wonka.
This is legit. Jamie's laughing because he's a city folk.
Yes,
he doesn't understand,
dude.
Bro, up on the mountain,
I was so scared.
You're walking down the street and there's bunnies. The bunnies don't run from you when you walk past them.
No, nope.
when you're driving,
they watch
they might,
you.
Of course, they just stand there.
Yep.
And then we saw one bunny today, and his ears went down, and his eyes got all big, and he just looked at me, and I walked over. I started pulling these berries. It's like candy is everywhere. And then, the best part, up in the mountain is when there's just chickens everywhere.
Yeah.
Because people have chickens, they just let them go.
Yeah.
And then like the chickens like walk around and like looking at you and you're,
you know,
what are you doing?
I used to joke to friends. So I spent COVID. I realized yesterday that where I have lived, you know, when people say, you get more conservative as you get older. I'm like, that's not true. And then I looked at where I lived and it went Park Slope, LA, Arizona, Texas, West Virginia. Oh, it's true. Wow, it's 100% true. And I will say over COVID, you know, I was still more liberal than I am now. I would kind of joke around like, ooh, I kind of like being a liberal, but in a conservative state where I get freedom. And now, you know, I'm more, I will call myself a bleeding heart centrist. But if I didn't live in Arizona and Texas, it was the first year I was ever single. I've dealt with depression really bad my whole life. I had a blast because I could actually go outside and people weren't looking at me weird if I wasn't wearing a mask outside. And when I got to Texas, I could do jujitsu again and everybody was fine. And we were still trying to take care of each other. And if someone got, but it was fine. We were doing jujitsu every day when New York and LA were still horribly locked down. Like, I don't think depression wise, if I was still in LA, there's part of me that I don't think if I would have made it. Like, being in nature, being in a more free state, it was the first time that I was like, okay, yeah, maybe the East Coast liberal, left coast liberal thing.
Well, yeah, there's not a lot of OnlyFans accounts with the background as bunnies and raspberries.
Oh yeah, that's for the AI to draw. Yeah.
I look out my window.
Yeah.
The style of Blue Ridge Mountains.
Yeah, how can you not be happy?
I walk outside. Yo, the field, bees everywhere. Yeah. Like bumblebees.
I had a dream about
the non-stingy ones.
The non-stingy ones. Yeah. And they're chilling. You could walk through the field and they just float around. It's like birds. And then the birds are singing. We've got wild black raspberry.
Yep.
We've got wild blackberry. The wine berries are dominant. They're illegal in New York, actually.
Really?
Yeah,
even possession, I think.
Yeah, possession of wine. They're called wine raspberries.
That's why they were doing stop and frisk.
Mm-hmm. They're illegal in New York and Connecticut. That's how insane these cities have become. The reason they're illegal is because they're considered invasive, and they dominate and take over and kill off other raspberries, blackberries. I gotta say though, wild black raspberry tastes the best.
Yeah.
And there's a lot less of them because they get destroyed by the wineberry.
Yeah.
We took a bike ride up to Sharpsburg, which is just a little bit north of Harper's Ferry on the Maryland side. Got some wings and some ice cream. On the way there, it's just wild raspberry. Yeah. As far as the eye can see. The interesting thing was I saw a plant. You can see them. They're very thorny. And then I noticed they'd all been picked. There are like hikers and people who travel with backpacks who just walk the Appalachian Trail and they eat the wild berries. You know, man, you get out of the city, life just becomes so much more magical and fun.
It is.
Yes.
Man. It really is.
It was. No, did you guys grow up in or out of a city?
Oh, mulberries too.
We grew up everywhere. So I grew up in, I was born in Detroit, but we grew up in a suburb called Grosse Pointe Woods on the border of Harper Woods, which is like 8 Mile and 94 in Detroit. So I grew up in like the lower middle class part of, like a wealthy city. And then like the poorest east side at the time, the worst city in America, which was the east side of Detroit. So it was like we were right on the line. So it was a really interesting place to grow up because I knew kids that had everything and I knew kids that had nothing. And it was a really, really kind of a cool way.
In New Jersey. I was in between Princeton, very wealthy, and Trenton. So
the same deal. Huge difference. Yeah. There's really a line called Mack Avenue. And at the time in Detroit, that was like Time Magazine even did an article on it for the difference in, income was so insane because you're talking about like $1 million a year and then like nothing.
Jeez. I was in like Northeast Ohio, so we'd had farm town like relatives and it was so boring as a kid, like, oh, we're going out to the farm. Yuck. Where's my Nintendo? Northeast Ohio near Akron, Cuyahoga Falls?
Oh yeah, for sure. I do the funny stop a lot, but it's, right in, Cuyahoga Falls.
Hell yeah. I was there yesterday, dude.
Oh yeah, right on, dude.
C-Town.
Yeah.
So it wasn't until my adult life that I've learned this appreciation for nature. And maybe this is part of like, as you get older, you appreciate conservatism. I was obsessed with video games and technology as a kid. Just watching the horizon. We were on a boat a couple weeks ago and my friend's son was like, hey, look at this video of trans, or show me the trailer. I was like, you know, when I'm outside, I kind of want to enjoy the horizon. It's another kind of experience.
Yeah.
Every post in the bay had an osprey on it.
It was so cool.
You're just chilling.
We got to do that more.
Yeah. We were out with my son. Even last weekend over the 4th of July, we had no internet and cell phone service, we realized, which was frustrating for the first like couple hours.
Yeah.
And then for 4 days, it was the greatest day. Like, I realized, like, why am I so happy?
Yeah, dude.
Like, I feel cheery and like not angry and this is nice. And I realized, oh, I haven't looked at my phone obsessively at all. Like, this is why I feel okay.
Yes.
There's no news but fishing with my son.
Every time I leave my phone at home, there's 5 minutes of, oh no, followed by just, I'm free. It's just complete bliss.
I just bought an EMF frequency blocking, fanny pack for myself. So I'm going to put my cell phone in there. It's going to block the radiation. Hopefully I won't be getting bombarded by it. And
oh my goodness.
You might be able to have it with you without having to feel the effects.
Yeah. Well, you'll put your phone in it and it'll stop receiving or sending signals. So you just like cut yourself
off. Yeah.
Get off the grid, man.
Good. It's nice. Okay, yeah. That's why when I was driving here, I was like, this is spectacular.
Yeah, well, and not only...
Because you even go from like a city-ish, at least cities, kind of, you know, into... You're like, wow, look at this is beautiful. There's a deer. It's right up in my car.
It is true. Like when you're driving up, there's a bunch of rabbits and deer.
Yeah, I saw several.
They mostly just do their thing. So I have an electric motorcycle that I go to and from coming in from the studio. The deer don't care.
No. I mean,
they just sit there and they stare at you. When we were letting out fireworks on the 4th, the deer were just watching.
Yeah.
And I was like, they weren't scared at all. They were just chilling.
They were chanting build a wall, which was a little unsettling.
We got to get super chats, but I'll say one thing. Deer. The best thing was we have Cocktown now. We have Chicken City and we have Cocktown. Because all the roosters, we can't have all the roosters in one place.
Which is unfortunate because they sing. Do you hear them in succession?
They were harmonizing out there. It's really funny.
Seriously?
So roosters can live together if there's no girls around. So all the boys.
I feel that, bro.
Yeah. Right. We brought all the boys to to Freedomistan, and they have their own little area now. It's got an electric fence around it. It's got a coop around it. We showed up, and there was this like, I guess, teenager deer. It was like a dude deer, and he was just like staring at the roosters, watching them. We walked up, and he was just in the coop area, like in our yard, surrounded by all the fences and everything. And he was just like, what's this guy doing? And he just looks at us, and he looks back at the roosters like, whoa. He's just like really excited to be a deer, you know? It was just cool.
I just want to say one more thing. The nature stuff... That's huge. I mean, I remember being in LA once and putting my phone down. I was just walking to jiu-jitsu in Pasadena and looking up and seeing mountains and realizing that I literally had not noticed mountains on my walk to jiu-jitsu because I'm just always looking at my phone. And you will feel like you were on drugs, which if you're a kid listening, drugs are bad. The other thing I want to say, though, is back to what we were talking about with the comedy clubs, is when you also get off your phone and get off Twitter, you realize that we are not as horrible as Twitter would make you feel. And there are good people out there on both sides.
Last thought before Super Chats. There was a power outage in LA. I think it was in the early 90s. And people inundated the police with phone calls of a mysterious thing in the sky. It was the Milky Way. They had never seen it because of light pollution. God.
It's a story. In LA?
It's a story that I read about LA. Fact check it. Maybe it's not real.
Can we see it out here?
Wow.
You can on some night. Well, I don't know about the Milky Way itself. I see a lot of star clusters, though, out there.
Yeah. Then they made fire in the sky.
Yes. All right. We got to go to Super Chats. I'm going to read this one right away because we just got it from Mr. Meeseeks, who says, Tim, my son was just born, and I wanted to use this chat to tell my wife she's going to be a great mother.
Nice job.
Aww.
All right. If you haven't already, would you kindly smash that like button? Subscribe to this channel and head over to timcast.com. At 11 p.m., we are going to be publishing, just about then, a members-only version of this show, the Timcast IRL After Hours, which is not for kids. It is not family-friendly. It is uncensored. And I can only imagine it'll probably be funny. It'll be really funny. Dave's been taking notes and just holding it all. No, but I think we'll have fun, so... All right. We got another super chat about babies. Spencer Jones says, shout out to my wife, Nicole, who just gave birth to my healthy twin daughter and son. Woo. Need some step-on-snack onesies for them. We have those, right?
Yes.
That would be a real bummer if they were writing to the same girl and they didn't know.
We have step-on-snack onesies.
I believe we do. That is funny.
Congratulations.
Raymond G. Maga. Raymond G. Maga Stanley Jr. says, ahoy, Dave. It was a blast having you on IRL.
Awesome. Ahoy to you.
Ahoy. All right. Hank the Hokage Hill, that would be hilarious, says, Tim, there is no way that iCloud story isn't being suppressed by corporate media. I Googled yesterday and found one story. Ron Donald, 2024. Yeah, isn't it? Whenever you try and search for one of these stories, it says, it seems like these results are changing a whole lot. Quickly.
I saw that today. I saw someone screenshotted that when they were looking up Hunter Biden stuff.
I was looking it up and that's what it said. I'm like,
oh, maybe it was you. Yeah.
No, I didn't tell you about it. Okay. I was doing my research and the same thing happened.
Jeez.
We have confirmation that our current Teespring does not offer onesies, but you can get children's T-shirts there.
We don't have onesies?
I thought we did. Not through Teespring, anyway.
Right off the kid making them.
Yeah. Bootless Regent says, Dave, thanks for coming to Lapeer. I was too drunk to thank you properly at the time.
Oh, yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for coming to the show.
Where's Lapeer?
It's in Michigan, kind of just a little bit outside Detroit. And people were good and hammered because I decided to just do a local bar. And it was fun, though. Two-pack shows, just full of fun people.
Has it gotten better after COVID? I mean, I would imagine the answer is yes, but how much better is it since the restrictions have been lifted?
It's nice there, especially because they were very, very bad. A lot of people lost businesses and livelihoods because Whitmer, the governor there, is just ruthless. So to watch everything kind of turn around is very nice. Mm. So it's way, way better there now.
Stefan Buxiv says, hey Tim, give Eric July a shout out. His Ripaverse launch was today. He's already over 790,000 in sales and still rolling.
Hey.
Whoa. Yeah. What is that?
Yeah, what is Ripaverse? I keep hearing about it.
Oh,
wow.
That's cool.
I think he was wondering if he could sell 10,000 copies, and people are like, yeah, hold my beer. Yeah, I got you.
Wow, that's super cool.
That's awesome.
Paulo says, Tim, when are you going to upload an edited skate video part? Would love to see one. It's never really my thing. You know, I've always filmed some clips throughout my life, but never really to make anything too crazy. There's a bunch of old videos of me on YouTube from like 2004 and 2005 skateboarding. But I don't know, maybe. You know what? We're planning a show, which is going to be skateboarding. It's going to be probably its own website at Freedomistan.
Yeah.
But the supply chain crunch is making it impossible to build stuff. So I think I've got a call with this big company for skate park construction because we want to do contests. So the way contests will work is we'll do a contest with a bunch of ramps we build. Then when the contest is over, we either leave the ramp there as a permanent skate park for the city as like a gift, or we pick them up, semi-dismantle them, and load them back and bring them to our place to use. So I think we might actually end up building skate parks for local communities.
That's awesome.
Good for you.
Dude, that's awesome. You find an area with some good ground, and then you might spend like $50,000, build a small little park, do a small little contest, and then the community gets to keep the skate park.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's difficult because it can get really, really expensive. So 50K would make a really great indoor park, but if you're doing outdoor materials, it gets more and more expensive. You'll need steel or something like that. All right.
I mean, in 90s movies, they just skated through malls.
That's awesome. There's an abandoned mall out here.
Or just smoke weed and beat the crap out of people with skateboards.
That's it.
Gleaming the Cube, man. I don't know what Gleaming the Cube means.
I think it's a movie.
It's a movie. And I don't know what the phrase means.
I knew Mr. Meeseeks.
Gleaming the Rick and Morty Cube. One.
Gleaming the Cube. It was a skateboarding movie.
Oh, 1989. Yeah.
Christian Slater.
Yeah. Oh,
I don't think Gleaming the Cube is an actual sign from skateboarding.
It's not Pump Up the Volume. What is it, though? Oh, man.
Gleaming the Cube itself?
Is that the name of the movie?
Gleaming the Cube. Yeah. It's got Christian Slater, Stephen Bauer, Richard Hurd. Star.
Man, I haven't seen that in years. Well, probably since 1989, roughly.
It was sci-fi.
Yeah.
By the name.
My drunk uncle says it's MAGA month. It's MAGA month.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I still haven't had the hot dogs because I just got back today.
Oh, we still have a whole bunch, right?
Very excited.
I have not checked. I didn't have any of them this time around yet.
Yeah.
But not upstairs.
We'll do it together again.
Yeah, we'll have to seek.
Grilling on the weekends. It's like 4th of July forever.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Until the end of the month.
The best.
MAGA month. All right. What do we got here? Some super chats. John Einerson says, miss the Hawk, Dave. Will you ever come to Florida? Also, Tim, did you ever play Mass Effect, one of the best RPG trilogies in my opinion? I didn't.
I might grow the hawk back one day. I don't know. It depends. I got a mustache and a hawk might be too much, but I might do it. I might. And I'll be in Florida. I'll be in Florida, Tampa Improv and Port Charlotte at Vasani's later on this year. So check it out. They're on my website, DaveLando.com.
Tampa Improv, also a great room.
Yes, it is. It's really fun.
It's really fun.
I just like Florida.
Yeah.
Cause it's weird.
Tampa's weird. Like, I can't figure out.
Yeah, there's like a sex club. Sorry, it's kids are watching. There's
a club ladies of the nightclub.
There's a trafficking club. I was trying to think of the right word.
Kyle Miller. Sorry, Tim. Kyle Miller says, how much for a live reaction of all the Hunter leaks in the after show?
Oh boy. I mean, I'd do it. I'd take one for the team.
Oh no.
All I need is you to follow me on Twitter. I'm cheap. Like.
Special episode.
I do it.
We like Mystery Science Theater.
Let's do it.
Yeah, so that's the other thing too. We've got a bunch of just as an aside.
I'm busting out the pappy if we do it.
We're planning a show that will be. You guys remember Crossfire?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want to do something like that, but I don't want to be so adversarial. I want to be like smarter and more chill.
Yeah.
So we're planning that probably as like a Sunday show as a TimCast exclusive on the website. And the idea would be I would love to get like a trans athlete to talk with like a prominent sexologist or something.
Yeah.
Or a female athlete who opposes that. It's like the obvious one that we were talking about. Like, what if we actually had that conversation?
Yeah.
So the goal is to try and do that. It's very difficult because as always, it's harder to get the left personalities to come on shows.
I know.
I doubt they would. I don't know.
I mean, comics.
I think that's awesome, though. I think you should do it.
Yeah.
Or maybe I just have a comic.
Well, comics should be great.
Size,
well,
because
I mean, there's like
you and a comedian.
There's a lot of comics. Well, you remember when?
That's actually a good idea.
I mean, I would do it. I'd be like, well, you want to do a lap? It'll just be her winning,
say,
I guess, and
it'll be
me with a ball hanging out of a bathing suit, coughing up blood because I'm not good at sports.
Yeah, the idea would be bring on anyone, be it left or right, and then have a comedian just attack them relentlessly.
Yeah,
no matter what they're doing or saying,
just from like a lifeguard stand above it. Just
like, I thought you agreed with me. You're like, nah.
No.
Oh, we can call the show Gaslighting Men.
Yeah, you're just, you have a whistle and it's a little bit of sunscreen on your nose.
We have a whole bunch of super chats just saying ahoy, ahoy, and yes, ahoy, hoy.
And ahoy, hoy, hoy, ahoy.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
All right. Seriously, JK says, Tim, our community is being attacked and our savings are being stolen by Wall Street hedge funds. We need help stopping hedge fund shorters from bankrupting 535,000 community members of Celsius Network. See Sell Short Squeeze on Twitter, please. I'm not familiar with that. Do you guys know anything about that stuff?
The Celsius Network is like a network. Oh, I don't want to misrepresent the network, but a lot of what these crypto companies are doing is their people will give them their crypto and then they'll use that as collateral to take out a loan from somewhere else. Then they'll give that money to some other crypto network that uses that as collateral. So it's Ponzi scheming again. It's the same fractional reserve crap. And they're getting their what they deserve, I think. No offense. I mean, I support the crypto community, but if you play that game, you're going to get destroyed. That's what happened at the Great Depression. You see it now.
Yeah, you're not really self-investing either by yourself, like through like Coinbase or a certain exchange. You're trusting somebody else with your assets that's unregulated.
All right, that guy says, Ian, thank you for constantly reminding everyone of the Afghanistan surrender. It's easily lost among the multitude of scandals. FYI, the bomber that killed 13 of my brothers was a Bagram-freed prisoner, FJB. Mm. Wow.
Thank you so much. Thank you for bringing it up. It's nice to hear someone else mention it. Thank you so much.
Eric K says, my red pill moment was when Colbert made fun of Eric Trump, who was kid, who had done or said nothing political. The fact that they will not touch Hunter Biden other than to cover for him is sick. Yep.
I would say a good moment, too, is when he had the dancing syringes on his show, the vaccine needles. That was like the moment where I realized Late Night was dead and I never wanted to be on it.
It's crazy, isn't it?
It was really the most disturbing thing I had ever seen on Late Night.
I mean, again, when we came up, all you wanted was a Letterman set, a set on Conan. And I mean, Letterman was just like gritty back in the day. And like Conan.
Oh, he was a god.
Yeah. And Conan was weird. And even like, I wasn't a fan of Leno, but apparently his hit Leno stand, he was very prolific.
He's good at what he did.
Yeah. And now it's just become so, like, I would say no. I wouldn't
have just Pfizer.
I'd like to.
Political talk shows.
Yeah.
I'd like to give an honorable mention to Brian Linden. For his troll attempt, because it's really good.
Okay.
He says, why are we talking about Nancy Pelosi on the beach when she's using an obscure congressional rule to push through her agenda without a vote? Just Google Nancy Pelosi Rule 34 to find out more. Don't Google that.
Don't do that.
Nancy Pelosi.
is this the new Lemon Party?
Oh, my gosh.
Do you know what
Rule
34 means?
No.
If it exists, there's porn of it.
I'm not going to hit enter.
So
don't do it, Ian.
You type in anything
have
with that. So
oh,
don't.
Man. I'm going to do it.
I did it.
Honorable mention.
Ian. I'm using the Brave browser.
I did it.
They have my best intentions.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. CVA Buck says, nuke worker here. After the blast, 15 minutes until fallout starts. 24 hours is worst exposure. Time, distance, shielding, inside, seal windows, basements, mid-floors, best distance. Shielding from roof, ground where fallout settles.
Mm. Wow.
Interesting.
Crazy, man.
Oof. So get in the building?
Yes, get in the building.
Confirm.
Seal your windows. V Gorilla says Russian Samat, Sarmat? Says Sarmat 2 makes the Titan 2 look like a firecracker. Plus it's second generation hypersonic with MIRVs. There is no defense against it. One Sarmat 2 can take out France. Woohoo.
Amazing.
Yowza, man. Thomas N says, look up the Satan 2 nuclear MIRV. Yo,
just the name alone.
I was like, yeah, that doesn't sound chill at all.
Yeah.
It's the second
MIRV
one.
MIRV is an awful name.
Yes, it is.
Who's
poor MIRV.
Poor MIRV.
Poor MIRV.
What is MIRV short for something?
Multi.
Mervin?
Oh, the name. No,
yeah,
I don't
Mervin.
Know.
Yeah.
MIRV.
No,
I'm
half.
No
idea.
Mini Strange Quark says, I was a maintainer in the USAF Titan 2 ICBMs around Wichita, Kansas. Most people have zero idea of what a nuclear war will do. The closest movie I can recommend is The Day After 1982. It's not bad enough, though. Great show. Appreciate it.
I can't. Well, yeah, I would imagine most people do not know.
Yeah.
They are dead.
Yeah.
I'll say
I think the only time it's ever actually been used in war is World War II, and those were very small. They don't even count as far, you know, as far as I can tell. 15 kilotons or whatever? That's nothing.
And they worked.
Raz Grizz says, ICBM is faster, but we know all the launch spots and have satellites whose entire mission is to detect it. Hypersonics take longer, but extremely hard to detect and even harder to intercept.
And they can turn on a dime, like turn 90. They can be headed towards one city and then turn and go towards another one.
Whoa.
The future is seriously and dangerous.
Yeah, that's what I was hearing. That's what I heard last night. Wow. From one of these guys. I don't remember. I listened to a lot of podcasts last weekend.
All right. Let's see. Sam M says, I leave for 10 minutes and now they've nuked New York. They keep telling people, you know, or we keep saying, get out of cities. Yeah, they certainly don't want people living in cities. And now they're like, oh, there could be a nuclear strike. It seems like they really don't want you there.
Yeah.
You know, no,
especially when that's the PSA that they're making. Hi.
Yeah, come skateboard and eat blackberries with us.
Now, sure. But I will mention, as much as you want to avoid all that fallout, there is the possibility that if you get too much fallout, you'll turn into a ghoul. Mm-hmm. Now, ghouls are disfigured, but they are immortal.
Oh, that's true.
Uh-huh. And special treatment.
Mm. Yeah.
Pre-college.
Pre-college.
Yep.
Yeah. Got a good thing.
It's a Fallout reference for those that aren't familiar. They're probably like, what are you talking about? I love the Fallout series, man. It's so good.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Jason Lindholm says, a MIRV has multiple warheads. Like, one warhead could hit all five boroughs at once, plus any military industrial targets at the same time. Watch First Strike, the old doc on the Cold War strategy. Yow. Crazy. The Chronicles of Chris says, didn't Russia help rebuild buildings that America bombed in Afghanistan?
Possibly. Well, did they? Don't know.
Ah, here we go. Chase understands. Chase Borges says, the nuclear warning is in case one of Pelosi's swimsuit top strings falls and one of those ICB milkers falls out.
Chase.
Inappropriate.
Those could take out at least Brooklyn.
Yeah. Get inside. Get inside.
Oh, man. That was awful. Okay. Good now there's a whole bunch of Nancy Pelosi super chats.
It's like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man when he cooks.
Oh, man. All right. Carlos Caballero says, hi, Tim and crew. Unfortunately, I've been really struggling to pay for my dog, Bon Bon. He's very sick and have given everything I have for him. Any help would greatly appreciate at Bon Bon's medical expenses GoFundMe. Let me write that down. Bon Bon.
Hang in there, dude. It's so... I lost a cat over COVID, and I, like, still think about him. I hate... My iPhone memories are like, hey, you remember your ex and dead cat?
Bon Bon medical expenses?
And so it's really hard, and, like, I mean, people are pretty cool about it now, but, I mean, it... You know, there are some ghouls who don't like animals. Who will just be like, "Oh, it's just a pet or whatever." Like,
I hate those people,
dude. Yeah, it's so hard. So hang in there too. Like, I know you're trying to take care of your guy, but make sure you're taking care of yourself too.
True.
Paul Sikora says, "When can I get a Dave Landau stand-up special on TimCast.com?" Mm-hmm. I mean, he's like Monday through Thursday on Crowder.
Yeah.
Are you
I'll do specials? We shot one in Dallas, but I don't know if I'm going to put it out because I'm just I'm just anal. Yeah. Like,
yeah,
I want to
perfectionist.
No, it's funny. It's very funny. I just want to make it different. I look fat.
Oh,
I'm there. It is.
You know, bad lighting. What we should do? We should just edit it to make you really skinny instead.
Yeah, make me look ripped. Ripped to the point that it's obnoxious how obviously CGI it is. Yeah. Like Ang Lee's Hulk.
How long is it? Awesome.
Well, we taped like an hour and a half, but I probably cut it down to about 50.
50 minutes?
Yeah.
And how many frames per second? 24?
I have no idea.
So
we shot it on an old wheelie camera.
Oh, what we'll do is 24 frames per second.
Gotcha.
50 minutes.
Okay.
So 50 times 60. We got a lot of frames to go through.
Yeah.
But we'll use, you ever see the Face app? Handsomification thing they do. Every single frame, you'll just be, you're like, you know that, you know the Chad meme with the guy with the really big chin.
Yeah.
We'll just do that.
We'll just make me Bruce Campbell. Yeah.
We'll edit you like you'll be lifting weights for your closer.
Yeah.
What's he doing?
Yeah.
No, I think I'm going to put it out. We're just kind of editing it around and depending on who wants to buy because we've had two different offers. So it just depends on that and then we'll put it
out.
What's
a comedy special like? I know Dave Chappelle gets tens of millions of dollars.
Oh yeah, it's not going to be like that. So, it'll be decent. You
Does
know.
It like make a living? Does it like you buy a Ferrari or something?
Oh yeah, I could you know, I could pay off a house in Detroit. So, I mean, it's,
it's upwards of at least $1.
It's $10.
It's upwards of three figures, my friend.
The low end of three figures.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not saying rich.
I could buy a house.
600
in Detroit or Gary, Indiana.
I could, I could buy the old Jackson 5 house.
I don't feel bad for making fun of Detroit, but I do feel bad for making fun of Gary, Indiana.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because Detroit, you know, people still want to live there.
Oh, it's so
Well, I mean, have you been to Gary?
I have not.
Been through Gary.
I've heard. Most people I've heard tale.
Yeah, most people get off of Gary and they go, I got to use the bathroom for Chicago. And they're like, I'll just urinate all over my car.
All right. Andrew Osler says, Tim, big fan for a super chat. Love Dave Landau. He has been such a fantastic addition to Ladder with Crowder. Also, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. If this is what we know about Hunter, what has Joe been up to in the last 50 years? Mm. Yeah. Yeah, you know, Joe Biden is a great man, and Hunter Biden is not. So I have to imagine that anything Hunter does, Joe Biden does tenfold.
Yes.
So
yes.
30 hookers? 300. Yeah. Easy. Joe, he's got all the ladies like, come on, man.
Yeah, like Hunter lets him leave.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Joe doesn't need to cross state lines because they're all in the White House basement.
That's true. They don't go anywhere. They just go, the only place they go is 6 feet downward.
Nathan Harrison says they want to scare you into support for Ukraine with that PSA. They want you to believe that if Ukraine loses, then the U.S. is next.
I think so.
Ooh. That was one of the first things I thought.
Ooh.
Scare, fear porn.
That Russia is going to be like, let's nuke New York City.
Mm.
Yeah, like why put that in people's heads? I mean, I guess I understand if they, you think that if people are, everything's gonna be fine if ducking inside a building if that happens, like plan for the next 9 months if something like that happens. Start by getting out of a city if something like that happens. You shouldn't be in a city to begin with.
Civilization 2 is an awesome game. It's like back in the 90s, I used to play it all the time when I was a kid, and now I just like nuke everyone.
That was the Gandhi thing. It was a bug in the game where if you ever had a treaty with Gandhi and you betrayed the treaty, he'd just nuke you and never stop nuking you. And the bug was so funny that they left it throughout the game that Gandhi will go insane.
Well, but any world leader in civilization can have various traits, aggressive, peaceful, whatever. But I would always just like, I'd play to the point where I was done playing and then I would just mass produce nukes and just send them all off and just, and it's like what happens is a bunch of skulls start appearing everywhere in the ground because your radioactive waste is everywhere and then global warming happens and
yes.
Then every, like cities crumble and roads collapse.
If it's your opponents have foolishly built cities on the water, those cities go under when you start launching the nukes.
Wasn't there, there was a funny story where a guy said he was like, he had played the game for like a decade, Civilization 2, and he was on like the year 5000 or something. Because he just like had always played the game since he was young and just always would reload the save. And the whole world was just people constantly nuking each other and everything was wiped out except for the ability to build nukes. And then
feels
once,
like our future.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's completely accurate.
Crazy. But the funny thing about those games is that they don't, they can only have a, they can only have technology in them that we know about. So like there's in the latest version of Civ, what is it, like 7 or 6?
6.
Six has technological advancements that 2 obviously doesn't have because it's been 30 years almost. Yeah. So it's funny to see how different it'll become, you know. But they just kind of stop. So like for a game that goes on for 1,000 years, it's like, yeah, if we never developed any new technology outside of this, now we've got crazy like laser weapons. Do you guys know what the laser-induced plasma channel is?
No.
I guess they gave up on this, but the idea was, how do you, look.
Is it like
I'm in the military, right? No, I'm in the military, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, I see Jamie, he's over there, and I want to strike him with lightning.
Oh, man.
So what do I do to make that happen?
Yeah.
I figured it out.
How about talk it out?
They figured it out.
No.
What you
That's
do is
you use
a very powerful infrared laser, which superheats, it ionizes the air.
Oh, come on, man.
Creating a channel that electricity can travel through as the path of least
the
resistance.
What the hell, Tim?
So they could point it at you, and then when they pull the trigger, it flickers this laser, and then the electricity instantly, because it's overcharged, just bam, whatever it's pointed at.
All right.
Super cool weapon.
It's an electroshock weapon.
But it just crushes your insides?
Oh no.
Lights, it burns you from the inside like a bolt
guys.
Of
lightning.
Now the upside is, it's not all downside.
It sounds really down.
The upside is you can use an electro laser to send hydrogen from Saturn into the sun and sustain the being.
And on people you don't like.
All right.
That's right. There's also really small versions they make.
What a fun weapon.
There's a...
You know how quickly you get in line?
Somebody made a door.
Yes.
They made a door that has a whole bunch of small laser-induced plasma channels.
Yeah.
So it's constantly just, you can see arcs of electricity flickering. It's basically creating like a walk through this and get shocked thing, you know, like you don't want to walk through it.
Whoa.
Yeah, and then I remember like Command and Conquer. Remember the Tesla coils?
Yeah. That was the first time I'd heard of them. I didn't even know Tesla's a real guy until I saw the video game. I was like, wow, this is a neat fantasy creation.
Yeah. That if you walk out, it electrocutes you and kills you.
I was much happier when the only video game I remembered was Duck Hunt.
You know, if you take the NES gun and you point it at the bottom of the screen, right up on the screen, you pull the trigger, it kills any duck anywhere on the screen.
No.
Try it out. Get a Nintendo. Try it out.
The originals. Yep, the original one. That's all you had to do because none of them actually worked. You'd be sitting there pointing at the duck, angry.
How did it actually work? Like
it didn't. In the 1986 one when we got it, for the first time, it did not. I swear to you, it didn't work.
When I had it, it worked. You'd point to the duck and pull the trigger, and it would work. And I guess the idea was that it took a picture of it or something.
Oh, okay,
I'm looking it up now.
Yeah, that's crazy. How did that work? And I wonder, like,
I think our TV was just garbage.
What if you took another TV and paused it, and then whenever the duck popped up, you just shut the paused one, and it would kill the live one?
Oh my goodness!
I'm gonna try that out. I bought Duck Hunt. I'm gonna try that. Oh, I don't have the blaster though.
Gotta get the blaster. Yeah. The zapper.
That's a short title.
Yeah. I still like the Wii. I'm still on it.
We got Sword and Scale with a massive super chat. Yo, shout out Sword and Scale. Really appreciate it. Dave Landau and Tim Pool is one hell of a pairing. Please do this again. Also, please tell Dave I can't wait to see him in Houston in September at the Smart Financial Center.
Nice. Awesome. Thank you, dude. I love Sword and Scale.
Update, Teespring does have onesies. I know. Jessica just contacted me about it.
Sorry, bad news. The onesies are the only ones made by child slaves. They thought it would be ironic.
That's actually not true. Buy the onesies. I guess we'll make the Step on Snake.
Yeah, Step on Snake's on its way. So keep your eyes on the prize.
That's awesome.
We'll sell like 12 of them.
Yeah, it'll be good.
All right. Mookie says the PSA and nuclear tech was all wrong. Start with getting flat on the ground. The EMP will mean you lose all electronics. Please don't believe these people. Oh, well, we have a Faraday cage. Oh, I'm not supposed to tell people, am I?
No, you're not. What the heck? Oh.
So we have a Faraday cage. We actually have a bunch of them. And you know what that does? Like the EMP, when it hits, it blocks the frequencies from going inside. Yeah. They're microwaves. We have a bunch of them.
Yo, my new job rules.
This is awesome. So you put your cell phone in a microwave.
Yeah. And I know that in case like the feds.
Oh.
No. You don't actually.
Or is that like a movie?
It was in a movie.
So if there's a weak EMP, you can put stuff in a microwave to protect them.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. So like preppers will light preppers will just bury a microwave with like some phones and batteries and emergency stuff in it that they would want to use after, you know, the apocalypse or whatever.
Yeah.
Or the big flare from the sun comes. Mm-hmm. People don't understand. I've been in an actual research Faraday cage before. Powerful enough signals can get through. You need to like multi-layer it if you really want to protect yourself from like a nuclear EMP.
Blast. I feel like if there was an attack and I was still friends with my old friends and I'd be like, hey, what are we going to do? And they'd be like, cancel Chris Pratt. And I'd be like, that's not fun.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to record the Timcast after hours. So if you haven't already, smash that like button, subscribe to this channel and head over to timcast.com, sign up to become a member. At about 11 p.m., we're going to upload the after-hours show with Dave here. It's going to be a blast, so check that one out. You can follow the show at TimCastIRL. You can follow me personally at TimCast. Dave, do you want to shout anything out?
Shout out to everybody who listens to Loud with Crowder. And also, please come to the Columbus Funny Bone this weekend. I will be there. And, DaveLando.com. That's about it.
Right on.
Dave, you're really funny, dude.
Thank you, sir. It's nice to finally meet you.
Yeah. I'm gonna start listening to Crowder, I guess. If you want to know my stand-up dates, I will be in Houston, Dayton, Austin, and LA. You can follow me on Twitter at Jamie Hilstein. I am not kissing up. I have had the most fun. It's so nice to have funny fans again. I've legitimately had fun interacting with you guys. So follow me on Twitter at Jamie Hilstein, on Instagram at the Jamie Hilstein. Check out Cast Castle and all the stuff we're doing. We're going to be going back into story mode, I think in like a day or two, and it's going to continue. I am now here. I live here. And then also I have a podcast, A F-Ups Guide to the Universe, which you can get. Just search it on Spotify or iTunes or go to JamieKilsteinPodcast.com.
I read a little bit about the zapper. It's just a little too complex to try and explain right now. I think it does take a picture of these flashes on the screen and then tells the gun which one did it aim at. But hey, let me tell you something I do know. Ping Trip launched a hilarious, I guess you call it a
A parody video.
Parody?
Yeah, I think so.
Of our episode with Chloe Carmichael, and it's on his YouTube channel. It's extreme fun. I've watched it like 5 or 6 times so far, just for the little moments that I keep crying with laughter. It's hilarious. So check that out. If you want to follow me, iancrossland.net, get through there to any one of my social media accounts and hit me up there. See you later.
If you guys do want to check out that Ping Trip video, it's P1NG, Ping Trip, and he has a YouTube channel. And yeah, we're on there with Dr. Chloe Carmichael. I need to send that to her. I bet she would find that.
She's seen it, yeah.
She commented on it.
That's awesome. Good for her. She's a great, great guest. As were you, Dave, as are you always,
well,
Jamie,
thank you.
For sure. Hilarious
thank
gentleman.
You for having me.
Good evening. And thank you guys, for watching this evening. And you guys can follow me on Twitter and minds.com at sourpatchlets, as well as sourpatchlets.me.
We will see all of you over at timcast.com. You don't want to miss it. Thanks for hanging out.
Bye, guys.